Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
Friday, the 21st day of August, 2026. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones. And I have this huge broadcast, massive guest, incredible transmission lined up for you today. A lot of good things happening around the world, a lot of bad things, a lot of serious planets aligning on multiple fronts, politically, culturally, spiritually, economically. But about 10 minutes before I went live, this news broke. Overhead shot, please. We'll put the HD on screen for you. Texas slashes $50 million judgment against Alex Jones over false Sandy Hook claims to $1.5 million. That is an all-Democrat third court of appeals. Well, we will now appeal that to the Supreme Court that's already signaled that they're going to overturn the whole thing. Then there's going to be major judicial investigations to the state judicial board, and I don't think you're going to have that judge on the bench anymore. There's a lot of things behind the scenes I can't tell you, but what we've discovered is beyond insane. If you think the FBI and CIA publicly being involved in all of this was bad, HBO producing the literal show trial here and in Connecticut. I mean, I didn't realize it was the Truman Show till I was in it. I knew it was staged, but I mean, totally staged. Unbelievable. We have them. We have whistleblowers. We have everything. But I've told you, wait. Now, if you think this is big, I don't know if it's going to take 2 weeks or a month. It could happen any day, but there's reasons I've not been talking about this stuff, okay? Keep telling you, big stuff coming. This pales, and this is a gigantic victory for the First Amendment, because the court unanimously said, you did not prove anything you said Jones did. But they didn't overturn the jury, but they've teed it up for the Supreme Court. To have all women, all liberal judges, that I told you when I was in their court over the last few years, these hearings, shaking their heads at the other side. And do you know why? Shelby Jordan and Ben Brooks, my lawyers, that I've had on the case the last few years, they went and transcribed everything I actually ever said and that they had quoted evidence, and they edited it, and they put false quotes in their filings, but the judge let them do that because I'd already been found guilty, civilly liable. This is smoking gun. Smoking gun, folks. They took clips where I said Sandy Hook happened, but these people say this, and edited it just to that, and in cases even changed words. They didn't just edit it to be deceptive. Like if I said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I'm a Christian, and he is my Lord and Savior, but Satanists believe that he should be overthrown and destroyed, and blah, blah, blah. And you just edited the words together with, I believe Jesus is not the Son of God and is in hell or something. It'd be like if you took a whole novel and you just clipped out words from the novel and then you just moved them all around however you wanted. So this is really serious business, and I'm not going to tell you what I know, okay? But I keep telling you, big stuff coming. So just hold fast with us and support us and keep financially supporting us, because there's one thing that can keep us from total victory, and that's money. Because I got lawyers that are good constitutional lawyers and patriots, and they're not backing down, and they are going to win. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is a big victory for the First Amendment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigly has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, My Decision. and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
I shall freeze his microphone, then freeze free speech itself. He will be on ice.
I'm going to control the banks, the media, and the weather until the whole world is under my control.
The plan is perfect, indeed. Gotham will crumble, and we shall rule. Joker, Penguin, freeze. Your master plan has one fatal flaw. Me. And I've already calculated every one of your next moves on the Bat Computer.
Holy globalist conspiracy, Batman. Let's go get them now.
You may have tied us up this time, King Crusaders, but you can't tie up our globalist agenda. We'll be back!
Huge transmission, big guest, so much news to break. It's just insane. This Lindsay Clancy murder of her three children and hundreds of women showing up just worshiping her and praising her, and then other mothers copycatting, attacking their children on TikTok and Instagram. I mean, we've got examples of this. And then just other examples everywhere of women going nuts all over the Western world, and the statistics show it too. But it's not just women. Men are going more crazy. But statistically, women are cracking up faster. It's the pressure of the modern society, the screens, the 5G, the chemicals. That was going to be my main focus, at least for an hour today, and it still is. Then huge developments with Trump and the poll numbers coming in and the Republican Party hitting the panic button. Really insane stuff. Also, you've got a bunch of top government ministers and big demonstrations starting despite the fact it's a dictatorship in Ukraine, where they're demanding now that they hold elections. People in his own party are. Things are not going well in Ukraine. Ukraine is buckling, as I said a few months ago. Unless NATO really massively increases support, that means the U.S., I think Zelensky will be couped or removed, and that the Ukrainians will sue for peace with the Russians very, very soon. You heard that here first. It's not a total prediction, but that's a trajectory. And that's good news. We'll be getting to that as well. And just so much more today. I mean, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39 stacks. And, you know, the average stack is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 articles.
Some stacks are about 20 articles. It's a lot here, and it's very important. And I usually get to 10% of it. That's still more than most shows do. But I got hit with something really big about 10 minutes before the broadcast. And so I read the articles real quick, and I called my lawyers up, who had just gotten the news in the last, they'd gotten about an hour before us. The actual ruling was, you know, emailed to them. And look at these headlines right here. This is a big deal for the First Amendment. Texas Third Court of Appeals, all women, all Democrat, slashes $50 million judgment against Alex Jones over false claims Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. And I've got a copy of the ruling. You can link through to it. And I need to get my email because I've got the full court-certified ruling. I need to give that to the crew to print off. So remind me to do that during the next break or when we play a video clip. I'll send that to you guys so we can post on X the actual ruling. Because the unanimous opinion issued by the Texas Third Court of Appeals found that Sandy Hook parents Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis did not show sufficient evidence that harassment inflamed by Jones' hoax claims rose to a level that would allow them to exceed the state's $750,000 cap on damages. They did not show evidence. They didn't show any evidence. And none was shown in Connecticut because I was found liable or guilty civilly by both judges. And it was produced literally by the same guy that did the HBO hit piece on Michael Jackson that's been proven to be a fraud. So this whole thing was run by the DOJ. That's now being presented. We presented to the Third Court of Appeals a year ago the full transcripts of what I said and showed how their filings were edited statements and also just completely false statements that were never said. That's a fraud on the court. And the same stuff was done in Connecticut, but we were not allowed to put on a defense. I was told over 20 things I wasn't allowed to say, like I was innocent. We couldn't ask real questions. But we got a few in, like, okay, well, who came to your house to harass you? I don't know. Did you see him? No. Well, who told you? I don't know. Did Alex Jones ever say your name? No. I said one of the Sandy Hook family people's names, ever. And, you know, until I was in trial with them and mentioned some of their names then. I never knew there was a chief FBI in the state that got the suits going, and he won $130 million imaginary money, and that he admitted on the stand he created the lawsuits. I never said his name. The crew never said his name. No one ever did anything to him. He just went and created it and had a rigged trial and got $130 million, you know, imaginary dollars. And I've never had $10 million in the bank. So I laughed when the verdict came out because, okay, $1.4 billion there, $50 million here. I mean, it's like, oh, we're going to shoot you 100 times. Okay, well, now we're going to shoot you 10,000 times. Then, of course, they came to the court and they said, we want Guys, type in the Bloomberg headline. Sandy Hook lawyers asked for $2.75 trillion, was it? It was the GDP of India per year. They said, that's not enough. Yeah, Sandy Hook families seek $2.75 trillion. The service on the national debt every year is $1.4. That's so funny. You can't help but laugh at this. Sandy Hook families seek $2.75 trillion from Alex Jones. It just goes on and on. So the interest I owe them now is like $400 million. So it's ridiculous. Last time I checked, I've got about $40,000 in the bank. And then people make jokes about it like, oh, Jones doesn't have all this money anymore. He's a failure. I never had all this money. But I feel better and greater than ever and look better than ever and I'm happier than ever, closer to God ever. I get my car and my house under Texas law. They can't take that. And, you know, I've got medical care and I can, you know, eat dinner out once a week with my family. And I'm completely happy. That's how I always lived anyways. So that's who I am. And so I'm not a status guy. I never even wore watches, you notice, my earlier shows about 18 years ago. And I gave my dad like a $1,000 tag watch for his birthday. And he went out and got me a $4,000 Rolex that I'm addicted to. And now this sucker's the Hulk, super sought after as they quit making it. This is now, you know, but that the only bauble I like is a gift from my dad. And that's not even, was never even my style, but now I feel like it's part of my body. But I mean, I this shirt I got looks great. It was $30. You know, it's a nylon shirt. I mean, I'm not ever been Mr. Cool Guy. Mr. Status Guy, Mr. Tuxedo Guy. Not against you if you're like that, but the point is you can't really take anything from me because I have integrity. And so, but here's the big issue, all right? And I've been telling you for months, really big stuff's about to happen on our side for the First Amendment and the truth. If you think all the stuff about the DOJ and CIA running a Truman Show-style fake trials is bad, confirmed. If you think the DOJ funding all of that is bad, if you think it getting declassified that it started under Obama with an order to destroy me is bad, that's declassified. We published the documents that I'm in Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, everything else, one of the main targets. One of the main targets, the SPLC, she's now been indicted. The word is she's going to get indicted more for that, not just for funding white supremacist groups, having them carrying out crimes, allegedly, but also directing operations against us to try to destroy us. That's illegal. That's basically racketeering. That's all happening, and that's not even the big stuff, okay? And so believe me, the courts all know this now. The courts all watch the Antifa Soros-funded judge walk the red carpet at South by Southwest for the HBO movie and flash bulbs and everything like she's a movie star for a movie production that they ordered me to attend or I would go to jail. And I figured out it was like a Truman Show by the second trial. I knew it was fake, but in the second one, I'm sitting up there in Connecticut. They spaced them a month out, all for the midterms, 4 years ago, as you remember. And I'm sitting up there while I'm being interrogated all day, and I'm looking over, because she's right here, and I'm looking at the things I'm not allowed to say and what it said at the top. I'm like, wait a minute, I saw that in Texas, because the judge kept referring to it. And I'm like, oh, my God, they've even got the same script. They've even got the same bullet points. And there's a moment where they're asking me questions, and I kind of stop and look depressed, and they all smile like they had me on a question. And I just shook my head and couldn't even hear what they were saying at that point because it was dawning, oh, my God, this is 100% fake. Like, I'm naive. I thought it was just a fraud in a kangaroo court. It's totally scripted, everything. That's why I'm not allowed to talk about most issues, and I'm just there to give it some reality. The only thing real there was me. So that is the level of this. And you have an all-woman Democrat jury, but they have enough integrity and, I guess, respect for themselves. And this is what I predicted my lawyers. I said they're going to get rid of the vast majority of it and then just leave the bare minimum, knowing that the Texas Supreme Court will overturn this because no evidence was shown. And we're going into the Supreme Court with transcripts and the videos of where I said, I think Sandy Hook happened before I ever got sued, but these people are questioning, and they have a right to. Let's look at the anomalies. They would just edit it together with fake statements I never made, and even those are protected under the First Amendment, but I didn't make them. And when courts see that, when we presented that, and then the appellate court went back and watched the videos, and we had our next hearing, the whole time they were looking at the other side's lawyers, just cutting them down, shaking their head. The guy started cackling and saying, doesn't matter what you do in Texas, Connecticut will never be overturned, and like giggled. And then when the hearing ended, ran out giggling like a witch. And even Bloomberg reported that. I mean, and people were like, what the hell's going on here? Have you ever seen the depositions with that Bankston guy? He's deranged. He sued Elon Musk, too, and a bunch of other things. So it's so, because, I mean, even the Democrat, and a lot of them are, you know, political, when you realize that someone is completely framed and didn't do anything that, there's Bankston, didn't do anything that they say you did, and they raised $300 million for their charities off my name while they said I made money off them, the universe, you know, has a way of this happening where evil gets away with stuff for a while. A lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on, as Mark Twain said, but in the end, if you keep pushing the truth, it's going to succeed. What's the founder of the Texas Rangers quote? I'll probably butcher it, but he said, no bad man can stand up against a good man who keeps on a-coming. Guys, pull up Texas Ranger founder quote about keeping a-coming. So I know I'm butchering that, and it's not the proper way to say it. But the point is, we are going to win all this, and there's a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff that I can't reveal to you yet, a bunch of victories. And you're going to start seeing major victories. You're going to start seeing major events in civil court and in what's happened. And then you're going to start seeing bombshell information as people that got sucked in and used in this realize that they took part in a very sinister evil operation and didn't know it, and you're going to see them come forward and expose the federal prosecutors that ran it, the CIA, the DOJ, all of them. And so I told you big stuff's coming. This is just the beginning. Captain Bill McDonald, founder of the Texas Rangers. No man in the wrong could stand up against a fella that's in the right and keeps on a-coming. So, yeah, you might beat my ass in the first half of the football game, but I'm going to come back in the second half and I'm going to beat you. That's just the way the universe works. And it doesn't matter if somebody, hypothetically, hope not, guns me down tomorrow or next week. In the end, my memory, my operation, my resistance to you will overcome you because I am in alignment with God and I am being led, guided, and directed by God, though I'm an imperfect vessel. But I am very humble and I am very committed. And I know, and I've seen this happen over and over again. And God has told me before I even took this commission and gave me basically a breakdown vision of what was coming, that in the end we succeed. But it's not about me succeeding. It's about humanity succeeding. And it's about evil not just getting a run for its money, but being defeated. So I need to send to the crew the actual ruling. Later I'll get back into it and read some of it. But I was talking to my lawyers, and they were just like, oh, man, yeah, this is powerful. And I called it, though. They didn't overturn the jury completely because they just found how guilty I was. The judge said I was guilty and then put on a fake witness for a day that just said he's got $360 million in the bank and, you know, he makes $10 million a week and it was just, I'm sitting there at the time, I was bankrupt. I had the bankruptcy report that I was negative money. She said, you don't even get to testify. You don't say anything on this last day. And this guy that talked like Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island, I've reviewed his books and never reviewed our books. He's $360 million currently in the bank, and he got it all from them. Every dime came from them. He built everything on lying about them and pee-peeing on the graves. And I'm just sitting there, and I told my lawyers, I said, I'm leaving. I'm not watching this. They said, yeah, go ahead and go. But I later watched it all. And, you know, he's sitting there like in his fake English suit. He's got dandruff all over him. And the guy wasn't even really an economist. Just some hack they bring in. He just gets to go, that man is a tell of the Hun. $360 million made off these darling people over here. His entire empire based on the torturing of them. And I'm just like, what the? Never even say these people's names. And so that's the world where this stuff operates. But you can even read the quotes out of the ruling here. Showed no evidence. Showed no evidence. Showed no evidence. Because there was no evidence. That's why I was defaulted. And that's why instead it was just like, here, put this woman on the stand and let her for 20 minutes yell at me and say that I said everything was fake and nothing happened and she's fake and an actress. I mean, because they came and told her. He went on the air today, because I taped it early in the morning, and said you and your son don't exist and it's all fake. And I'm just sitting there going, I said the opposite on my show. And she's up there going, and you detect. And I'm just sitting there looking at the jury. And they're going, mm-mm-mm. And it's funny to these guys. But see, they had their full hand. They were in charge. Do whatever you want to Alex Jones. It's open season. Have your way with him. Enjoy yourselves. But if there's any justice left in the country, I already had the U.S. Supreme Court say no to the Connecticut one. But what's it do when the Texas Supreme Court overturns this one and then the civil suits we already have going against them for abuse of process, which isn't a sexy name, but it's powerful. That means illegal racketeering. You know, we're talking criminal stuff here. And they've already been under DOJ criminal investigation. Todd Blanche killed that. But now Todd Blanche is reinvestigating it through the SPLC connection. But the point is, in the court of public opinion, they will be 100% convicted. And then in the civil suits against them, where we have the whistleblowers, the proof, imagine we're up there in front of the juries and we're showing them what I actually said in a video and then what the transcript they put in that was edited. And then I'm sitting there going, I was defaulted on this. This is what and the people are going to have to look at me and know that none of it was true. And then so you're going to get giant judgments against you. That's how this works. And just wait, the information Because, you know, Norm Pattis was a Proud Boy lawyer, too. I got targeted. They got targeted along with Oath Keepers. He was on a few days ago talking about, oh, no, yeah, it was informants inside InfoWars trying to set us up. While the same lady running that was the main advisor to the Connecticut Koskoff Democrat Party law firms. And the other organizations. So they are in big, 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 big trouble. And all they hope is you don't support the broadcast. All they hope is that, good God. You know, there's no need to even have AI jokes to him because he's so bizarre. You just show the real footage of him. But that's what AI does with him. When it gives, you give AI the guy, that's what it turns into, kind of picks up what he is. And I'm not even trying to demonize this guy. He's just a very sad person, very sad family. Very, very sad if you look into him. Very tragic. Very, very tragic. But we'll just stop there down in Houston. But there's just so much here going on with these people. But you can kind of imagine the type of folks we're dealing with here. So before we go any further, it's critical to support this transmission. And I'm going to table this for now. I'm going to get the ruling. Later in the broadcast, I'll come back into it some, but just thank you for the support. Thanks for standing with us. But when I tell you good news is coming, this is just the one level of it. It's 10 times more powerful. You know I'm not steering you wrong. I'm all about telling you accurate stuff. It's the same thing with products. Ultramethylene blue, we have the best. Skips the oxidation process in the cells. Supercharges you with natural energy with no letdown, literally. So good for your whole body, but consult a physician before you take it. This is very, very strong. This is medical grade. We have the best. And it is buy one, get one free for a limited time at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy methylene blue tincture and get methylene red capsules free. That is quite a deal. That's two powerful formulas for the price of one. Methylene red supercharges it, or by itself supercharges your mitochondria naturally as well. Works in a similar way, but a little bit different. And our red is an absolute proprietary system. So buy the blue, get the red free, limited time only. While supplies last, go to thealexjonesstore.com, and it gets even better. Every order gets a free bottle of natural-flavored pineapple Shilajit that boosts your testosterone, libido, energy. It's got all these natural peptides that are just absolutely amazing. We have the best private label of it. We have the liquid, we have the pills, and we have the gummies. And the bottle of that is huge. Look at the Shilajit gummies right here. There's a whole bunch of these in there. Take a couple of these a day. They're delicious, and it is so good for you. You get really good absorption when you just let it dissolve in your mouth. It's so tasty. And so every order gets one of those. That is like a $40 value, absolutely free. This is the biggest sale yet at thealexjonesstore.com this year. And you can also text PLEDGE to support if you want to stand with me and support what we're doing. Grab your phone right now and text PLEDGE, P-L-E-D-G-E, to 342581. That's PLEDGE to 342581. When you text PLEDGE to 342581, we'll send you a link where you can contribute directly, $25, $50, $100. Whatever you can do helps with the operation. So if you believe what we're doing, please support us at PLEDGE to 342581 right now. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. You go to theyellowstonestore.com, you fund this operation, but you also get incredible products. What Methylene Blue does is game-changing. We have the strongest, best medical grade, pharmaceutical grade, hands down. What it does in your mitochondria, how it ups the energy output and cleans out your cells. My body, my workouts, my clarity, my energy is absolutely wild.
How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
It is so game-changing. I've given it to over 150 friends and family now. I've run into two people that had no effect. about 10 people that said they had too much of an effect and thought they were going crazy and electricity shooting through their body.
I feel tingling fingers. I feel it in my head and neck, too. Like, when I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking.
It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
The vast majority, clarity, focus, incredible energy. I've talked to friends and family that have been on ours now for about 3 weeks. They're experiencing the same thing.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With Methylene Blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. Let me tell you something. What a blessing.
And you've heard the rave reviews. You've seen them. Experience it for yourself, what it does for true energy. Not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. I'd only take it every few days. It's too intense of a day every day. Get yours now. It lasts for days with me. At theolivestonestore.com, Ultra Methylene Blue. You've seen people talk about it. It's not hype. Our information's not hype. But Methylene Blue, most people feel it within 30 minutes. Some people feel it really like the next day with the energy. It all depends on your cells and your genetics and what position you're in. But most people, 30 minutes. It is amazing.
This stuff works, man.
I was having seizures without it.
I started having seizures like a few years ago. And everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene Blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene Blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about Methylene Blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life. I would have been gone by now.
Let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah! Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theolivestonestore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
got big news on the Iran war, hurtling towards a giant regional war that's already begun and a global war that we've already started climbing into the ocean of destruction that will pour out from it. That's all coming up here today. Right now, I want to address the change in President Trump. And when I am critical of Trump, you see a lot of the apologists for Trump, who are a minority of MAGA now, as the poll numbers in fact show, many of which are on the payroll of Trump and Israeli and other subsidiaries, claiming we're Democrat Party operatives, and claiming that we are trying to lose the midterms, when it has been Trump's behavior and statements and actions that all the pollsters, including Trump supporter pollsters, have been pointing out. Now, Trump has given interviews to multiple publications, and he's not denied this, where he said, I want to be remembered like Hitler and Stalin and Genghis Khan. Those are statements for being powerful and being a ruler. And then I have seen posted on Truth Social hundreds of posts where he is a king and he is an emperor. And then they have their allied influencers constantly saying, isn't this a great idea? He should run again in 2028 and he should be a king. Well, even if he was super popular and doing what he was supposed to and somehow could magically finagle that and get around the constitutional amendment, I would say, that's dangerous. Plus, he'll be 84 years old. But with all the things he's been doing and how he's going sideways and statements about, I want to be remembered like Genghis Khan, who was an absolute mass-murdering tyrant, and covering up the Epstein stuff and launching the Iran war and just all of this, he wouldn't win another election, I don't think, against Gavin Newsom. We need somebody that can beat him. And I don't think any rational person who has any brain cells could disagree with me. Maybe you do. Let's open the phones up for people that agree, disagree. I don't censor your calls. Just have a clear phone line. But, yeah, Trump wants to join the list of bloodthirsty dictators he calls great men in multiple bizarre interviews in the last 2 months. And I have the interviews of The Hill, interviews with the New York Times, interviews with the TV people. I mean, it's like, what are these statements? Statements like, Mr. President, you care about the average American's economic plight. No, I don't care about any American's economic problems. All I care about is war. Comparisons to Hitler, Mao, Stalin, Trump sounds good to me. You can say, well, he's just being sarcastic. No, gold statues everywhere, asking people to come bless the gold statues, both rabbis and Christians. I mean, when North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un acts like this, we go, this is disgusting. And I think at 80 years old, he's still high functioning, but I believe he's beginning to have frontal lobe dementia. That's where you have most of your faculties and you sound like you're together, but you have bad decision making and you tend to get petulant. You tend to get imperious. You tend to get, which means imperial behaving. That's one of the things in the psychological medical neurology manual, not even the psychology manual. If you can look up in the neurology, that's a real doctor, not some psychologist quack. It says frontal lobe dementia, imperious, arrogant, erratic, childlike, petulant, angry. And you look at Trump, and used to there was some of that, so it was cute. And he was going up against bad people, but now it's public and from behind the scenes, since he's been back in the last year and a half, he is exploding on people. And he's even admitted, oh, my voice is hoarse. I just screamed at a bunch of people. Who deserved it? So that's why everybody grovels and kisses his ass in those public cabinet meetings. Just, sir, you're the best. You're the most incredible person ever. And it's like, wait, where have I seen this? I've seen this with Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un. I mean, I've been on here 32 years covering those guys. Everybody knows about Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un, his son. And I was sitting there in the last week watching this, and I was like, where have I seen this? This seems very imperial, very arrogant, where have I seen this? I go, oh, my God, North Korea. And he loves Kim Jong-un. And he says, boy, he knows how to run things. Man, this is great. And he's been to North Korea. And man, I like it. They know how to get stuff done. And people go, oh, that's a joke. No, it's not a joke. So I talked about this yesterday. And Dan, one of our great researchers, threw this out quickly. I can't think of a proper headline. It's so powerful. But we'll put it on X here in the next 30 minutes or so. And while I watch it again, because he just got it done before the show, I've only seen it once, I'll try to think of something that properly comes to this level of Trump publicly embraces monarchy, says that he would like to be a king, army of surrogates promote King Trump, propaganda eerily similar to North Korean worship or propaganda, imagery eerily mirrors the worship of dictators in North Korea, which is state packaged. I mean, no one can look at this and not say it's a bizarre attempted seduction to get people into a Trump is invincible, Trump is Jesus, Trump can save the world, Trump is Superman, Trump is king. And I see it pushed by all the influencers that are apologists. And I look at the comments, and it's revolting to 80% of people. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Because Trump likes it. And so they can get invited to the White House, you know, every 6 months, and he comes in and pats them on the head. He'll have like 20 or 30 minute private things, and he comes and pats them on the head. I've been invited to those things. And I talk to the aide, and I'm like, let me guess. When he says a dinner, he's going to give us hamburgers, and 30 or 40 of us will be in a side room, and then he'll come in and talk to us 5 minutes. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm like, I don't go to that. And then everybody gets in their suit and all feels like they've made it. And, oh, I go through and get checked by the Secret Service, and I go in, and, oh, he comes out, and we eat McDonald's. And then, I mean, he literally, that's his currency. I've already had that, okay? I've had way more than that from Trump. And the first time he was doing it, first time he really laid it on me was the day after he won the election. He called me, and I'm just sitting there being worshipped and told I'm the greatest person since sliced bread. I'm like, oh, sir, the people you're bringing in the cabinet, they're Soros. I was Alex, don't worry about that. And I'm just like, I go, please get serious. You're very important. I need you to succeed. These people want to destroy you. Do you understand you're being spied on by the CIA? I have the proof. And he's like, okay, hold on a minute. He comes back real serious. He goes, okay, tell me. All right, can you get that to me? All right, I'm going to hand you. Okay, I'm listening. All right. But it was like he totally shifted. Like, oh, God, you're so great. I'm like, hold on a minute. And he comes back 10 seconds later. All right, Alex, tell me. But it was like a total different person. And the other times I talked to him, I'm like, can we stop with the how great I am for a little bit here? I don't want that. That doesn't make me feel good. I want to win against the enemy, and you're our best shot at it. So can I please tell you who your enemies are in your administration? And then you saw all hell break loose. And those people later went, I got fired because of him. They went on 60 Minutes, Fiona Hill and all of them, and they turned the CIA loose on my ass so bad. So my point is, I was loyal to the mission Trump got elected to do. And he really tried it in his first administration and was a hero. And he was a hero coming back from all he went through, and it made me absolutely love Trump, despite, you know, some of the stuff that I found to be a little bit sicky, saccharine-y, just not my style, okay? But now all the new stuff, and it's not working, and it's backfiring, is very serious. And all of his merch companies have collapsed. No one can sell any of it. When he does have a rally, you look, there might be one table selling shirts. Hardly anybody's getting them. This is bad. And we sell Trump merch, and it sold really great during the election and when he won. And as soon as he went sideways, it went down to very low. And now we sell almost zero Trump merch at thealexandthestore.com. So I don't need to read the newspaper articles and read the polls and read about them all going out of business. I got a bunch of new examples today. I know because we run a Trump merch operation. Okay? And the listeners track exactly with me, not because they're even listening to what I tell them. They tune in here because they already agree with what I'm saying. Maybe they get some new info. I get some new info from guests. But people aren't mainly tuning in here because I have all the answers. I'm saying the same stuff they think. They go, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. So I'm not happy about this, man. The Democrats are absolute demons, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to you about the fact that Trump has absolutely screwed the pooch. And you don't even need me to tell you that. Look at this. Inside the collapse of MAGA's marketplace backed by Trump Jr. Here's one of the latest articles, Wall Street Journal today. Alarm bells for J.D. Vance's devastating new polls has Democrat who swears he's not running crushing him. National poll, Democrats lead congressional ballot by 8 points. Rubio outperforms Vance. 2028 ballot, not good news. Say whatever you want about Vance, he's on a neocon. And it goes on and on. We have all these stupid scandals. Is he banging the aide? Who cares? He's never said he was a choir boy. I care about the inflation and the wars and, you know, all the rest of that. So here's an important piece that we'll post on X and on Rumble soon. And I don't even know what headline you give it. It's just Trump publicly declares that he wants to be the king. Sends out army of influencers to promote the idea of him running again in 2028. Most shocking of all, the propaganda being posted by the president on Truth Social mirrors North Korean dictatorship worship put out by the communist hellhole. I don't. And he loves Kim Jong-un, who's threatened to nuke Israel if they nuke Iran, and are threatening to nuke us all the time. And, oh, Kim's so great. And I know his idea is kiss his ass. That makes him come to the table. The point is they got a bunch of nukes and are threatening to nuke us. Iran denies it and saying it's crazy. It's crazy. But he said, I like him. I like it. Oh, he's got a lot of style. Oh, this is great over here. Boy, they really have great rallies here in North Korea, yeah, because they'll get shot if they don't. A lot of enthusiasm when a gun's to your head. So here's this powerful little short piece. And I encourage others to make your own pieces, because Trump's already undermined himself plenty. I have a job to just not be worshipful, not be a sycophant, and to try to get the White House to course correct, because we got 2 more years and 2 months of Trump. 2 years and 7 days or whatever. And hopefully he's not as arrogant after, you know, we see what happens in the midterms, which I hope isn't what I think is going to happen, which the numbers show. And added with the election fraud that Trump's been unable to curtail, he has tried some. Good job there. I think they lose the Senate too. And this is bad. This is bad. And, well, just, Here's the shocking piece. The apologists for the establishment and what Trump's doing, they're going to say, you're contributing to this. You're not being positive enough. And I noticed the propaganda on Truth Social and everywhere is just Trump is king.
Being king isn't so bad. I could get used to this.
Trump is Jesus healing people. I mean, like Kim Jong-un level stuff. I remember like making fun of Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un because he'd be like, oh, when they come out, the sky parts and it's sunny and the birds tweet and angels fly around and people get healed of diseases.
State television showed images of grieving civilians lining the streets, weeping and flailing their arms as the funeral cortege of black Lincolns and Mercedes sedans moved slowly down the wide avenues. One of the myths surrounding Kim Jong-il was that he could control the weather, and the temperatures on this day were unusually cold.
And for boomers, some boomers, they like that. But for everybody else, it's like, I mean, I see North Korea worship of Kim Jong-un. It makes my blood boil. But I'm supposed to just sit there and go, I love this. It would be good to have a king. Gee, we ought to, Trump should be a king. And you know, Trump post where it'd be good to have him as a king, you know?
Holy shit, this is better than winning the revolution. Long live the king. Amend the Constitution. Third term incoming, daddy. We won the 2028 election. All liberals be banished from the United States. Get the fuck out.
And in 2028, he ought to just stay, you know? And that's the thing to do here. And I'm just like, and you're like, well, if you're not for that, you're for the Democrats. Trump is doing all these things that are helping the Democrats. And I was like, what's he doing a year ago? Does he know he's doing it? Now you know he's doing it. And I liked Eagleman in the past, but that guy on X is nothing but pure North Korean. I mean, it's like if North Korea was running Trump's propaganda. Man, doesn't King Trump have a great sound to it?
Posting Long Live the King, the White House then posting this illustration resembling a Time magazine cover with the president actually wearing a crown.
Help me!
Long live the king.
And I'm like, you're a 1776, bro? No, that doesn't sound good to me. And I'm exposing it. Hopefully he'll stop. But I'm the traitor, right? I'm the commie. I'm the Qatari agent, yeah. I'm the Easter bunny and a Chinese jet pilot from the moon or Mars all wrapped into one.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I've been telling you the last few months that you're about to see big victories in the deep state's attempt to shut us down. You're about to see big victories against their operations. And the one that came out today, we knew had to happen because the law is cut and dry. All Democrat judges, Third Court of Appeals, overturned the fake show trial ruling of $50 million against me and kept it at $1.5 million. And now it goes to the Supreme Court that has already signaled they will completely overturn it and repudiate it. Because we're going to get a full trial up there. And then we have civil actions already against them that you don't see in the news that we're winning. The CIA, the DOJ ran it. They're in big trouble. Texas slashes $50 million judgment against Alex Jones to $1.5 million because according to the Third Court of Appeals ruling, there was no evidence shown that Jones or the people they claimed harassed people did it. That's in the fourth paragraph right there and in the ruling that I've printed off that I'll be getting to later in the show. But that's why you're backing us. It's why you're supporting us. So listen. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com, when you buy our Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best, it's so good for your cells, instant energy, cleans out your body. It is the most amazing product we've got at thealexjonesstore.com. You get a bottle of Ultra Methylene Red, proprietary product that supercharges it but acts great on its own with it. So buy the Methylene Blue, get the Methylene Red capsules, absolutely free, a huge value at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, I had them dig up from March when I first took this Methylene Blue a few years ago, on air, and what it did, blowing away any methylene blue I ever took. Here it is. Now, decades ago, we looked at selling you methylene blue. The problem is you couldn't get pharmaceutical grade. It was something nobody knew about. Now, because the world's awakened to it, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical grade makers of it. My doctor's medical doctor, at clinics all over the state, said, you need to get on methylene blue. Told me how to buy it online. Said, be sure and get USP, which means pharmaceutical grade. I take it here and there. Feels like you're plugged into electricity. It gives you, you know, really clean energy. And I thought, yeah, this is great. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the HHS head. He talks about how great it is. He takes a whole bunch of it. Wouldn't take three droppers. So he does even the weak stuff. So we've had the new Methylene Blue in, now available at thealexjonesstore.com, for about a week. And I already had mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's all USP. I'm sure it's great. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll remember to take, you know, mine. It was just another brand my doctor recommended. And then yesterday at about 3 o'clock, I'm watching him shoot B-roll for our new methylene blue. That's from one of the top makers in the United States that supplies the big box stores that have it and sell it for $10 more than we do. It's a big bottle, too. Ultra methylene blue, the highest grade strength USP. I take a dropper and put it in my iced tea. I drink it. And I'm not a placebo guy. I'm like, okay, I'm taking methylene blue before I figure out. The one my doctor told me to get, I'm sure, we'll see if it's as good. 15 minutes later, I feel my hair on my body standing up, and I feel actually an electric current in my through my fingers, in my hands, and running up my back. And I'll be honest, start itching, and I go take my shirt off and look at the mirror because I'm itching, and my skin wasn't like hives. It wasn't a rash. My skin turned red. Not bright red, but red. I already got, I tan easily. It's a little bit of Native American in me, so I've always got a little bit of a tan anyways. Even if I'm not getting any sun, I'm still a little bit of a tan. But it was like, I was like glowing. I was like, what the? And Chase Guy was like, yeah. And he looks like a mad scientist. I'm like, I've been taking a lot of it. His hair's like, ah. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear to God, I'm just saying, I swear on my children, okay? Do not take the full dose, because I drank half the glass, put it down, was busy, forgot to drink the rest, and didn't drink the other half. I was still sitting here this morning, because I'm sitting around here doing work when I drank it. And it's insane. So it would take hours to go into why it's so amazing. And later in the broadcast, I'll cover the big news. I'm going to go over it. But it is just beyond spectacular. And by the way, we're going to have one that comes out that isn't flavored. The guys thought it was great. It's all natural, organic. It's just pure vanilla and mint from the mint plant, oil, essential oil in it. So it doesn't taste bad. It actually tastes good. I'm a kind of guy that likes my medicine to taste bad for whatever reason. Seems like it's better if it is. But this is the purest, strongest, and the only one out there that has natural, delicious flavoring in it. So it's amazing. It's a great. I was like, who came up with that? The vanilla and mint. It's delicious. I mean, the combination is really great. It tasted great in my iced tea. But my point is, this is rocket fuel. This is insane. I'll briefly explain what it does when we come back, then I'll get into all the big news. Stay with us.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the dual carbon gravity water filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Understand that. Your money supply, your government is paying interest to private banks for bills that should be free of interest to you. I mean monetary control. I mean cameras on the corner. I mean thumb scans at the post office and at the driver's license, which they're doing now. I mean the banks. I mean all this, controlling your life. I mean bigger and bigger police forces with more and more totalitarian policies.
Go inside now!
Get in the hell!
So understand, folks, this is why you never hear about this in the mainstream press, because they're owned and controlled by these mass bank conglomerates that want nothing less but total slavery.
Now they love it. They can abuse and beat up everybody, and nobody can stop them. Nobody can stop them. They're having their way with America. They want our guns. And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now. And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this and I should only go get upset about my favorite football team winning or losing. Listen, I know what tyranny means. I know the bankers are putting poison in our food and water. I know the bankers have stolen $8.5 trillion. I know we're under War Powers Act. I know they're hurting us. I know they're carrying out New World Order. I know they staged those terror attacks. You know what it's like to gut up to this and go out every day and go past the peer pressure and come out day one and say 9/11 was an inside job and lose most of the radio stations I was on? You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day? You know what it's like knowing you've ruined my life? You know what it's like, you sons of bitches? I'm tired of your crap. You commit evil, you're part of an evil system, and we're standing up against you. And the Republic is going to defeat you in the end. Some of us won't make it personally through this, but a lot of us are. And in the end, you are going to be brought to justice for all the kids you kidnapped for CPS, all you CPS workers, all you corrupt bureaucrats, all of you that have had your way with innocent children over and over again, who think your evil's invincible. You're not invincible, and God is going to deal with you. And you are cursed to hell.
We spotlighted the World Economic Forum. We spotlighted Bill Gates. We hit the barbed wire first. We were the shock troops, my guests, my crew, this audience of activists. And I won't sell out that legacy of integrity for anybody. You can put a gun to my head, and I won't go against what's right. I won't move one centimeter from what I believe to be the absolute truth.
So that's why it doesn't matter if they kill me. It doesn't matter, because my family has no future if we don't beat them. Sure, what, I'm going to live another 5-10 years, play ball with this, maybe 20? Play ball, you know, think I'm part of the elite, live in some high-rise all guarded when the bioweapon gets released? We'll all be dying up in that high-rise. I'll be on the phone going, I thought I was part of the team. You know, these idiot operatives trying to discredit us online go, Alex Jones admits he's had family in the government. The proof, it's secret. I'm the one saying it on air. I'm the one telling you idiots. And I'm not going to say more because I don't want to get people in my family in trouble. The point is, the New World Order's real, you fools. They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us. And you better pray to God they don't get this through. Because if Cobra, the snake, the devil, the Black Pyramid gets control, it's all over for you. They call us biological androids. They see you as a flesh and blood robot. They think you're a dumb animal that cannot get above the program.
Just good luck, globalist.
I have been in a marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run, wanna run. Everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want, but you can't take the edge off the knife.
No, sir.
And now you want your money back.
Money back.
But you're denied, because your brain's fried from the sack. And there ain't nothing I can do, because life is a lesson. You'll learn it when you're through. I know why you wanna hate me.
I know why you wanna hate me. I'm not a traitor and a sellout and a coward like you, globalist, and your minions, and you make your moves thinking you're going to win, and as you figure out you're losing, you get pissed, thinking if I wasn't here and people like me weren't here, you'd be able to succeed. But you're losers. You wouldn't succeed if we weren't here. Civilization would totally collapse, idiots. We don't need you. You need us. We're not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with us. You're trapped in here with me! I'm real, bitch! Real as it gets! Ha ha ha! Because I got soul! I got it down deep! And I'm super bad! And you know it. I know why. I know. Because you think if you'd extinguish the light, you'll be happy in the dark. You'll be even more alone. You think if you can erase the memory of having a soul by destroying those of us that have souls, that somehow you'll be a real boy again. No! You will not claw us into hell with you. You will not drag us into your abomination. You have failed from the foundations of the earth! That's what it's all about. God hates cowards. God hates bullies. Stop serving the corrupt fallen system. Get in line with God and watch the doors of perception and discernment blow wide open. That's what it's all about, my friends. And that is our goal. The journey is the destination. This life is a test. All right, here's what I want to do. I got news out the yin-yanger. I got all this incredibly important stuff. The left going even more psychotic than ever. The literal Jezebel demonic possession of women spreading everywhere. But let's not put them down. It's hitting everybody. It's just women fall to hysteria quicker. They're the canary in the coal mine. It's all coming up, but I want to take your calls on everything. All I ask is, in the first round or so, because first-time callers. So for the first hour of calls or so, first-time callers, and then it'll be a free-for-all. I'll announce that after that once I go through a bank of callers. But you can agree, disagree, ask a question, anything you want. But in general, you just saw, if you're watching, Trump mirroring North Korean propaganda, saying he wants to be a king, his surrogate saying it,
And he just gets more delusional. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. The poll numbers and the economy and everything's going the way we said it would. The Straits closed. The bond buyback by the U.S. failed. Hyperinflation is rearing its head. The QE failed. I mean, this was all very easy to predict. These were easy predictions. We knew where we were economically. We were already going into bankruptcy. We were in it. And Trump's original plan was excellent. Did he just use that plan to checkmate the globalists so they'd back off and give him the keys? And then he just went ahead and said, now I'll go with your great reset plan. Just put me in charge of it all. And you look at him at NATO meetings and other meetings, everybody just grovels to him. And even the Democrats have kind of backed off their main attacks. I don't know. Am I projecting more intelligence onto Trump than he has? No, he's smart. But with cerebral frontal lobe dementia, which anybody as you get up to 75, 80, 90, cerebral cortex, brain function, connected to all your other data in the main processing systems of the different parts of the brain goes down, decision-making gets degraded, erraticness increases, childlike behavior increases, and then we have all the known stuff in neurology of being petulant, being angry, being erratic, delusions of grandeur. All of that is increasing. And with what Trump's done in 80 years and all the work he's done, he is a titan physically to be able to have done what he's done at 80 years old. Don't take away, this is a very special specimen. But I'm 52, and I've gotten to, I don't give an F point. And I couldn't imagine being able to keep up at the pace I'm at, and Trump's been at a pace faster than me at 80. I would not, believe me, I don't think I should probably be on air if I lived 80. And, you know, I could imagine just the way I am already right now. I mean, it's not good because the filter goes away. And that was kind of good 10 years ago and, you know, 5 years ago. And it was, wow, he didn't care. But now the filter's completely gone. And I got to remind myself every day, have a filter, because I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I just care about the truth. But Trump has been making a lot of decisions that are bad. And people go, oh, well, it's trillion D chess. No, it's not. And so what do you make of his propaganda mirroring the worship that the state-run media in North Korea puts out of Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un, the current dictator of North Korea? And what do you make of the poll numbers going down even more? And I talked to internal Republican pollsters. They say it's even worse than what you're seeing. What are we going to do? And then what do you make of all the other craziness? I want to give the number out and take your calls. And again, don't be shy. You disagree with me, call on in. Or I'm planning to do some shows because people always ask for this. I haven't done it in a while. I'm going to be doing some shows. And I am intending soon to start a few nights a week doing a Rumble show alone. And a lot of that will just be special guests and your live chats. And also ask me anything, basically. Because I know people keep saying, hey, well, you haven't asked me anything thing. I haven't had that in years. So you could also say today is kind of a start of that. You can ask me anything you want. Anything you want. Let's put the number up for people to call in. The number to join us here on air is 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And if you're outside the U.S., just put in your country code in the U.S. country crowd, and you're on air at 512-266-0642. People say, why is it not a toll-free number? With everybody's plans and all the rest of it, for at least 10 years, there's not really even a 1-800 number thing. We could get one and pay $1,000 a month for it and pay extra fees for it. There's no point. Because 99% of you have got a basically unlimited plan, so that's why it's not a 1-800 number. I mean, it's kind of like getting rid of the penny. It's a sad thing of inflation, but it costs more to make a penny than a penny is worth in currency, and now they're going to get rid of the nickel, they're saying, because that's how bad the inflation is. And I'm sad to see, and it's dangerous to see regular currency going, because if you think it's just the penny and the nickel, next it's the quarter, and then it's the dollar, and then it's bye-bye cash. And now, just until, you know, 10 years ago, TV didn't watch you. Radio didn't watch you. You tuned into radio. You tuned into TV. But in the last 30 years, it's phased into cable and all this, that stuff all tracks you in lifetime. You're like, what do I have to hide? It's, you'd lock your doors at night, and as you got something to hide, criminals might try to break in. It's just one little thing you do for security. It's not that you have something to hide. It's that there's bad people that will exploit having information on you and be able to get into your house. So you lower your blinds at night because it's dark out there and people just shouldn't be looking into you and your family around the table eating dinner. Plus, it's just a black window to you. During the day, it's pretty. You want to see outside and see what's going on. But now it's a disadvantage at night because it's a black window. You close it because instinctively you're getting in the cave. You're lighting the fire. You're, you know, putting the stockade up at the cave entrance or putting a few guards there because maybe a saber-toothed cat's going to come and try to eat somebody. So it's all instinctive. Your ancestors said it. You lock the door. You close the blinds or you lower the blinds. You're not a criminal. You didn't do something wrong. You have privacy because that's your right, because there's people that want to exploit that. But the idea that, oh, what are you wanting to protect your privacy for? What do you got to hide? Well, I mean, maybe I don't want my neighbors to watch me, you know, have sex with my wife, because that's private. Nothing to hide there, but that's not for me to leave the window open so the neighbor across the street can watch me do that. But that's not even the biggest reason. It's because there are criminals, and they're going to go around and look for the house that's got the windows open so they can see if you're there or not. That's why you leave a light on, a couple of lights on when you leave town for a week. That's why you ask the neighbor, pick up my newspapers. These are normal instincts, normal common sense. But where you don't see that is particularly in white Western women. I see videos every day that would be viral. I should cover them. If I was just doing red meat, I should probably do it because I can cover red meat stories and tag on stuff that really matters to it. But I saw this week without even looking. And when I say that, I mean, there must be even more. 7 or 8 videos of liberal women going to Pakistan, India, rural Turkey, Libya, going, these are safe places. And within 5 minutes, they're grabbed and raped or attacked or running for their lives. And they hear like, oh, God, they say the third world's not wonderful. I'll go. And you've got women literally cheering the Islamic hordes invading Spain. Yay, yay. And then a bunch of them get raped. And they're in the news all bleeding like, God, 50 men just raped me. But it doesn't matter. There's always another crazy woman who's willing to go. I mean, you see it every day. They get killed. They get raped. But they've got this weird thing. The West sucks. My daddy was a bad guy. Probably just because he didn't ever teach her leadership. You ask these women, what'd your dad do? Well, he was never there. He didn't tell me what to do. Or he was a male chauvinist. Or, you know, oh, so he didn't marry off at 10 to, you know, like Islam to somebody you didn't know. He didn't beat you. You know, he didn't cut your clitoris off. You know, no. But so they're like, oh, God, I love Islam. Oh, God. And they go to these places and they get chased down. They get attacked. And then when they complain to the police, they get robbed. I mean, and she's like, God, I'm in India. It's total crap. And oh, my God, men are chasing me, literally chasing her, jacking off while they chase her. We can't show all the videos, but literally it's like men running down the street, masturbating with their erect penises out, you know, chasing women around. And you're like, yeah. Oh, you didn't know the West was the best? You didn't know while you bitch and complain, you spoiled brat from the UK? You know, right? No, they all love whatever they don't think the West is. And the feces and the just garbage everywhere and everything. So, but that's just the beginning stage of the evil. Okay? The other video is the woman, she gets chased, they try to rape her, all of it. And she said, I'm going to show how wonderful India is and how it's, you know, racist and everything. And we've got a bunch of these videos, too. We need to pull them up. They're on the list of the women lining the streets at the trial. We're going to play those first in a moment. Hundreds of female Lindsey Clancy supporters crash murder trial, some carrying babies. Support goes wild for postpartum killer mom and turns very dark when it comes to her husband Patrick claiming he killed him, though they praise killing the kids. And then we have all these other crazy videos every day. Young mothers going crazy, mom rage, crash outs, beating their kids, pouring hot wax on them, setting the house on fire in solidarity with Lindsey Clancy. And we've got people all breaking this down and just countless videos of all this going down. So, you know what? Let's play this video first. Then we'll show hundreds and hundreds of women at the trial lining the streets praising Lindsey Clancy as a hero. But look at this woman. Mom posted videos on Instagram showing her pouring hot wax on her kids, setting the house on fire. And now women's groups are saying it's wrong, she shouldn't have been arrested, that it's legitimate. This is in Miami, Florida. A mother was charged with child abuse and arson after posting videos on her Instagram showing her pouring hot wax on her daughters and lighting the house on fire. And I've got the articles. The feminists are like, women are pissed. Burn the house down. Kill the kids, obviously, because Gloria Steinem wears shirts about, I had a whole bunch of abortions. It's great. Women right on their belly. Oh, you were conceived on this date and you die on this. I'm getting an abortion. And HBO has shows where, God, I love getting pregnant for them to kill the kid. I have orgasms. And the woman's going, on HBO. Oh, God, kill it. Oh, go. Chop it up, baby. Satan. I'm not even trying to be gross here. We have these videos. These are demon-possessed people because no one ever got them guardrails. Nobody ever stood up to them. Nobody ever spoke out. And they're just in rebellion against daddy. Daddy never stood up to me. Daddy never gave me guidance. So I'm going to kill babies and worship Satan and praise a woman that strangled little babies to death. Heil Hitler. And you've got everybody else off on that. Just whatever's the most radical. You got Israel going crazy. We're going to murder everybody. Take all Lebanon and kill their ministers. And you got the Muslims going crazy. Kill, nuclear war. The Russians are like, let's go ahead and have a nuclear war. Society's becoming demon-possessed. It's like in The Kingsman, where they send out that satellite space signal to the phones that sends out a wavelength that makes everybody go crazy and murder themselves. They actually have technology that can do that. And that's what's being dialed up by the devil, though, just spiritually. Yeah. He's got a whole bunch of systems that do it. And it's like, kill yourselves. Destroy yourselves. Don't go interplanetary. Don't go next level. No. Extinct your planet. That's the intergalactic transmission. Don't just send flying saucers to get us. It's just through the dimensions. Just destroy yourselves. Just go away. Just do what's aberrant. Do what's destructive. So here's 26-year-old Florida woman identified as Melissa Campos Sanchez in custody in Miami-Dade after police found Instagram videos of her pouring hot melted wax on her 3 and 6-year-old daughter's hands and deliberately starting a kitchen fire while the girls were inside the home. And this is all in praise to Lindsey Clancy. Here it is.
A few moments later.
Ya pasó. Tú eres mi hija. Okay? Mírame. A ti nada ni nadie te va a poder hacer daño. Nada ni nadie. Me la toca ustedes. Okay?
Flashback.
No llores. Mírame. Los míos que estás sintiendo.
You watch her there. She bites her daughter in the face. And in the real world, she needs to be knocked upside the head.
Ven acá.
Then you go to jail for that. And she's doing all this. It comes out. She kicked her husband out. And then now she's posting this to terrorize him.
Okay. Ven, ¿quieres probarlo? Mira. Ya. Okay? Pasó. Tú eres mi hija. Okay? Mírame. A ti nada ni nadie te va a poder hacer daño. Nada ni nadie.
This goes on forever. Let's show her burning down the house. Then she starts burning and spraying lighter fluid on the floor and lighting it on fire. And again, these are all cries for help. Like, somebody come in and check me. Somebody give me some directive. But no, the system's so empowered. It's just Jezebel and act as insane as you can. But that's nothing compared to women lining the streets, hundreds and hundreds of them in pink, praising Lindsey Clancy, who brutally strangled her little baby children. Like what, 1 8 months old, 1 another couple years old, 1 6, strangling with exercise bands. Didn't have to work, lived in a beautiful house, had a nice car, went on great vacations. And then she murders her children, and the women praise the murder. but then also say the dad murdered him. This is like the praise of Carmelo Anthony or any of that. So let's go ahead now and go to the women line on the street in an interview with them. Look at this cult. It's like Black Lives Matter or any of it. I mean, look at these lunatics. What does making a heart mean?
All of us on a level that others don't, so. I feel like the system failed her. She was begging for help, but no one was there. I don't know if us being here will make her feel any better, but, I mean, she's living in hell right now.
Just wanted to support Lindsay and just say it could be...
We got their trans flags.
You know, one of my sisters.
Bunch of lunatics.
It could be one of my best friends, and it could be me. So
whatever's aberrant, these women go and worship it.
We are hearing her. We see that she tried everything. And I really do believe that she went into a state of psychosis.
Clancy's supporters call her attorney Kevin Reddington a champion of women's rights.
Is she aware of this support, and what does she think of this support?
I'm going to go in and see her right now. I'm sure that she is, and if she isn't, she will be.
What do you think about...
She's so beat up and just so...
So they want to kill the babies when they're not born. Dead. Now they want to kill them when they are born, like Massachusetts just passed.
The crowd.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Those are your school teachers. Those are your bureaucrats. And that's, it's not all women, but it is a particular subset that go under Stockholm Syndrome, and by whatever the system's saying, and whatever's aberrant, whatever's destructive, they buy into it. It's the Jezebel spirit. And there's, you've seen it. You don't need me to cover it all. There's hundreds of these videos of them praising her and saying, release her when she strangled her children. Regardless, she needs to be locked up for the rest of her life. So let's play this clip about what happened on the jury yesterday. It's clip 5 and all the insanity there. It turns out there's people on the jury who aren't too well in the head either. So let's go to that clip. Here it is.
News in the trial of Lindsay Clancy. We just got word the jury is done for the day. Back to Brian Yenis live in Plymouth. What can you tell us about this move, Brian?
Bill, good morning. Well, in about 2 hours, the day is done. Surprising. We thought that it would begin with testimony. It did not. Each juror was questioned by the judge about what we simply don't know, actually. We don't know why the jurors were questioned, but all of a sudden they were. And then there was the witness that went up, the last defense witness. Her name was Shayla Kavanaugh. She did testify today. She was a chaplain at Brigham and Women's Hospital who visited with Lindsay Clancy multiple times while she received treatment after the killings. She said that Lindsay alluded to having hearing a voice, and that the voice, according to Lindsay, told her that if she did not follow the command, neither she or her children would be safe. This is important because the defense is arguing that Lindsay Clancy was hearing voices that told her to kill herself and her children, and therefore she was going through a postpartum psychosis temporary that caused
the corporate media says kill your baby.
What she was doing was wrong.
Bill Gates says kill your baby.
After the prosecution challenged her.
This is a culture of death from the top down. Bill Gates' daughter just got caught in these big secret university corporate meetings about how to global domination and dumb everybody down and kill everybody. Have you figured it out yet? We got a psychotic demon cult problem. And it's trying to turn the public into vampires like them. We'll be right back with your calls and massive news. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I shall freeze his microphone, then freeze free speech itself. He will be on ice. I'm going to control the banks, the media, and the weather until the whole world is under my control.
The plan is perfect, indeed. Gotham will crumble, and we shall rule.
Joker, Penguin, freeze! Your master plan has one fatal flaw. Me! And I've already calculated every one of your next moves on the Bat Computer!
Holy globalist conspiracy, Batman! Let's go get them now!
You may have tied us up this time, King Crusaders, but you can't tie up our globalist agenda. We'll be back!
We are back live. Thank you for joining us in this live Friday transmission, special broadcast tomorrow at noon. Be sure and join us for that right here at the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live, AlexJonesLive.com, on X at Real Alex Jones, and on Rumble at Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And please share those live feeds. You are the Paul Revere's. So I want to go to your calls on the leftist women of America, mainly white women, praising a mother that killed three of her children and saying that she's a victim while at the same time, no evidence, blaming her husband. I want to get your take on Trump himself saying he wants to be a king, he wants to run in 2028, and having his surrogates put out all this king stuff all day long that mirrors North Korean propaganda. We've got the strait still closed, Trump saying it's open, it's not. The hyperinflation setting in, the bond market in deep trouble, quantitative easing starting again 5 days ago, not working, backfiring. This is serious business. And then tied into the attack on the family and attack on women, dressed in braids, outrages German manual put up by the government to educators, shows how to detect far-right kids in kindergarten so they can be targeted. Do they wear dresses and do they have braids? That's how this works. They don't want women to be in a normal feminine role that empowers them and makes them happy. They want to make sure they can screw them up and discriminate against them. This is an attack on our biology, attack on our chromosomes. This is tyranny beyond belief. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to take your phone calls. Before we do that, we have a massive group of sales going on right now at theauctionstore.com. You just saw the Texas Court of Appeals overturned the Sandy Hook judgment against us today and said that they didn't show evidence and it was basically a fraud. We got bigger stuff about to happen, but your support of us and our legal battles is allowing that. You won't see most of our legal victories. Big ones you're about to hear about very soon. Some have already happened, but strategically we're not announcing them yet for a lot of reasons. But soon, maybe weeks, a month maximum, we're pushing hard. We'll be ready to announce all this. You're going to be very impressed. I just want to thank you all for your support making it possible. So we sell you products that really work, that are amazing, that you miss out on not getting at thealexjonesstore.com. So for those of you on the fence that have never had these products, what are you doing? We have a 90%+ reorder on stuff like ultramethylene blue. You get a bottle of the strongest medical-grade methylene blue, already discounted, and get a free bottle of ultramethylene red. Work with top chemists, scientists, medical experts, and said what would supercharge methylene blue and help your mitochondria and energy without any letdown, making you healthier, stronger, more focused, more clarity, more libido, you name it. But what by itself would also be great, and that is ultramethylene red. And, of course, this bottle's open because I've been taking them, but overhead shot. You get a whole bottle of the real red pill here, folks. Okay? Free. This is like a $40 value. It's usually discounted, but the retail's $40. Free. Get the ultramethylene blue and get a free bottle of the red. So good for you. So much clarity. All you got to do is get it and experience it. And these two together are amazing. So get your ultramethylene blue. Get a free bottle of ultramethylene red right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, even though it's in the top 10 bestsellers, are Shilajit pineapple-flavored gummies, and that's a huge bottle of those bad boys. You get a bottle of this free with every order. This is the most insane sell ever. But that's a limited time for that. And I asked them, why are you doing it? They said, well, because it's a bestseller. It's in the top 10, but we want people on the fence to get it. Because we have such a high reorder with it, they're going to want to continue. So it's like a crack dealer giving kids free cocaine or, you know, free heroin. Of course, that's bad. This is good for you, knowing they're going to get addicted. So it's definitely a lost leader, but we want you to try it. We want you to get it. Again, I've been eating these, so this isn't even full, and there's still a ton of them. Look. Maybe overhead shot over here so I don't mix these. I've got to put these back in the bottle. Look at all these. I've probably already eaten 15 out of here. I mean, look at all these bad boys. Every one of these is super concentrated Shilajit and a bunch of other super ingredients. I mean, there's a bunch of crazy stuff in this. This is amazing. And so you definitely want to zoom in on that really close so I can read it. My eyeballs don't even work anymore. Look at that. Zoom in on that for me. Yeah, so it's got the concentrated Shilajit in it, and it's got a bunch of other super nutrients in as well, ashwagandha, turmeric, you name it. It's just incredible. Let me eat one right now, actually. Mm. So these are the compounds God gave us. Mm. And people are really stupid if they don't take advantage of this. Man, that's tasty. You've never eaten candy this good because your taste buds know real nutrients when you're getting them. Mm. Unbelievable. And I wish I had like a cola drink that tastes like these. It's almost like cola, but like Coca-Cola times 1,000. There's no artificial flavor. That's the flavor of Shilajit. We have the best Shilajit deposits we get from the best source. You have the liquid tincture that's really absorbable and great. We also have the pills. They're all amazing, but we also have the gummies. Free bottle right now, limited time, the AlexJonesStore.com. And people are like, wait, you sold out of the silver round 250th anniversary with the Jerusalem Cross. A lot of people said, hey, we were able to get it sold out because there were 5,000 made and 2,500 came in. They sold out in about a week. And then the mint is in Missouri. It took them longer than a week to get us more. But we got the second half of the order in, and now those are available, and there's less than 2,000 left right now, and it's a fundraiser. If you want to get that all silver coin, makes a great gift. And it funds this operation, so be sure and get the 250th anniversary Sesame Continual collectible coin right now at thealexjonesstore.com as well. Because we've had a bunch of court victories. We've had a bunch of other victories with InfoWars and other things I can't tell you about yet. The one ingredient missing to dominate and win is the money. Because we got money to run the network where we're at right now and not almost any extra. We need more money to prosecute this operation and win. So, again, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you all so much for your incredible support. Could not do it without you. All right, let's do this now. I still have all these stacks of insane news and more on Bill Gates' daughter caught in a secret world government committee on how to dominate the planet, create world government, and be a dictator and enslave humanity. These are quotes from people inside the whistle on her. No one's even denying it. We have new developments on that, big new developments on the flock cameras and so much more, and more news as it breaks. Also, you have now the second wave confirmed of Spain. Invaders are now eating the cats and birds. We have some video of that for you. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. And so we'll be getting to all of that news coming up as well today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. And as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. We'll put that number back on screen for folks. And again, callers have this one little pet peeve I have. I'm not going to screen your call on air. We just want a clean phone line of what your topic is. We're not screening for topics unless I'm on a particular topic. You can disagree with me, agree. You can do whatever you want. Just get to it. You don't have to ask, can I say this? Can I say that? It drives me crazy. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. All right, so Dave, Nathan, Rick, Francisco, Carlos, Kevin, and others, we're taking your calls now. If you just tuned in, Trump is literally officially pushing to be a king, mirroring North Korean worship of their dictators. Just not only am I against it, it's like not popular. It's really weird, but I guess it's all about appealing to him. So, Dave in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. In the morning, longtime listener, honor and a privilege to get on the air with you here.
Me too. Privilege to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Trump, as usual, I think, is just doing his chest-puffing thing. He likes to kind of bloviate. And trust me, I voted for him 3 times. I'm a Trump fan, but he's getting a little off course now. I think he's just doing his usual thing where he likes to exaggerate. The guy's going to be, what, 83 years old by the time his term ends? I don't think he's actually going to run again. I think this is just a way to keep him in the news and try to take some of the the bad press off of him lately.
No, I totally agree, but it's unpopular and unseemly. I agree he's not going to run again. I agree he won't be king.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's doing it to troll people. Well, that's not a cool troll. We want to see indictments. No. We want to see, you know, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you mind if I touch on the other topic you were talking
about? Of course, you talk whatever you want.
All righty.
Doing it.
I'm from Massachusetts. I live in Southern California right now. There's a story in the news right now. It just made Fox News today. It's national news now. Little small town of Worcester. It's the second biggest city in Massachusetts. There's a woman that was married to a cop. This is a white woman, by the way. Married to a cop of 30 years. Slits the cop's throat, and they cannot find this woman after 2 days. No one is bringing up SSRIs or what this woman was on. It's just another example of just white women are going crazy in this country right now. And, you know, I don't know what's going on. Something's not right here, but someone's got to look into SSRIs with women. Because how can
I agree.
Some
like 30% of them are on it. I'm not trying to bash white people in general. It's not like some boomers don't vote, you know, for neoconism, but most of them do. It's the same thing. It's white women almost to a woman out there for the woman that murdered three of her kids. I mean, so why do you think white women are? I mean, I know 30% of them are on SSRIs. You think that's what it is? Because they had a little more money. They think it's trendy. What, out of 100 plus thousand people euthanized in Canada in the last year, most of them are white. Most of them are women. I mean, I think they're really the target of the brainwashing.
I think it's a major contributing factor, Alex, because women in general tend to, I know there's a term for it, but where they tend to like, remember back in like the 90s when it was cool to be a lesbian and I was like, ooh, this is the new thing. And then all
women, women tend to conform. So if assisted suicide is cool, they kill themselves. If murdering your kid is cool, they kill their kid.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's outrageous. And now this is like the next.
Well, that's because white women, even if they're not boomers, they're like boomers. They believe they're the establishment. They're taught that. So they believe conforming gives them power. So if the left says, jump in a wood chipper or throw your kid in it, they will do it because they believe they're the rulers. They're really the schmucks, the suckers. I think you've hit the key here.
Alex, we're hitting a Rubicon now where women are totally okay and actually supporting killing babies before they're born, up to the point of being born. And what's crazy is me being from Massachusetts, that's what they just passed. But now they're crossing the Rubicon and saying, hey, you should be able to kill your kids after they're born because they stressed me out. That's not a reason to kill a child. You know, that's called being a parent and having to deal with
well, that's where, exactly. Remember, Virginia and New York and a bunch of those past things where if the baby comes out before they had to keep it alive, now they can kill a baby after it's born. And so the women are like, well, then woman killed her 8-month-old. What's the big deal? And that's what Dr. Peter Singer and all these leftist eugenicists teach is they say be able to kill a kid up to age 3. So it's always push the envelope here. And women are like, that's powerful. I should be able to, you know, slit my kids' throats if I want. I'm an empowered woman. If I want to take a butcher knife to my 5-year-old, hell yeah, kill him. That's liberal. Hell, Satan.
For sure.
Look, every ancient culture during collapse, they would always develop agrarian societies, learn how to grow crops. Then they would develop pottery and metallurgy and science and medicine. And a weird priest class would get control. And it would usually go to weird goddess worship, which the left says they want to bring back. And then suddenly there'd be idols and throwing babies into fires. And the women were just like, ah, throw their babies in. And every culture, and women, there's a switch you can flip where they just love to barbecue babies. And it's not all women, but it's demon-possessed ones.
Alex, can I mention one last thing and I'll let you go?
Well, we're not censoring you. You're doing it. You're doing the thing, brother. I'm not mad at it, but the next caller will do it too. No, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is there any chance you're going to link back up with the Revenge of the Cis guys or Adam Curry from No Agenda? Because he's a Rogan guy. He's in Texas. You should really link up with Adam Curry.
Yeah, I like Adam Curry. He's really smart. He got, the last time he was on my show like 10 years ago, he got a big backlash from his supporters and said, oh, my biggest interview is with you, but I can't come on your show. You can't come on mine. And I saw him like 3 years ago at one of Rogan's shows, The Mothership, shook his hand, said hi to his wife. But, I mean, Adam Curry won't come on the show.
Well, he found Christ recently. His co-host, John C. Dvorak, just passed away, RIP. and he's got some time now. I think you got a big crossover audience, Alex, and I think you should take advantage
of that. You're lobbying me. He won't come on the show. So, I mean, he wants to come on, he can come on.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for having me on, Alex.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for the call. Look, there's this thing. I was the first person to get really censored, and I'm still on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and most things. And I'm only allowed on Rumble and only on X and at AlanShonesLive.com. They came in and took over InfoWars, all that. So people still know, like it's safe to do anything out there but be with Alex Jones. So I love Adam Curry. But people are always like, have this person on, have that person on. They won't come on. Joe Rogan's afraid to have me on. And that's fine. I'm not mad at Joe. It's fine. He can say everything I say now and be safe. But the globalists are like a hunting dog that's after a target. It's like, don't get near Jones or you'll get big problems. And that's fine. But I'll be pumping gas. Go on Rogan. Why aren't you on Rogan? And I'm like, okay, hey, great. Why aren't you on Rogan? You ought to be on there. Why aren't you on there? Well, because Joe Rogan won't have me on because he's afraid of the backlash he gets from the corporate sponsors. For whatever reason, what I'm saying, the system's still the most scared of because I'm the most on the target. And so I'm not mad at Joe. I'm not mad at Adam Curry. I'm not mad at any of these people. Just people are asking me, why aren't they on? Because they won't come on and they won't have me on, okay? You ask the question, you got the answer. Nathan in South Carolina, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, congratulations on the win to you and your whole team. What I really want to get into here today is what they've been able to do while they sunk their teeth into our country to destroy the last land of freedom is that they've been able to convince us that we can vote our way out of it. But if they have driven our women to psychosis, if they are melting the minds of our children, the last group left is to control the men. And once men realize that we cannot pass the SAVE Act, we cannot deport the mass voter bloc that they've brought in, then we will realize that there is no more way for us to vote out of this. I think Trump might have been a facade to convince us there is still that possibility. Once we realize that's never going to happen, then the men in this country will rise up to take it back. And that's when I think they will take us to war. The only way to control the men, unlike the women and the children, is to actually feed us to the cause of war. So my question to you is, do you think we are past that breaking point to now the only thing they have left to destroy our country is to destroy the men?
1,000%. Elaborate.
I just have been watching you for a while, and as we watch these allies and these countries create pacts that allow us to really understand that there's no coming back from Israel's destruction of the Middle East to NATO's insane concepts of how they're able to take apart Russia into several pieces. If those pieces are in motion, the only thing left is to get America involved. I'm a military age man. I think if they've been talking about using AI to recreate the draft, I'm just nervous that when these midterms come around, when we realize that there's no way to secure elections, then the men my age rise up, take the country back. But before that happens, they take us into full World War III. I know you've been predicting it. I know you call it World War IV. I'm just getting nervous, man.
Well, you definitely know what you're talking about. Historically, imperial systems, corrupt governments, they will, when they have an uprising, they will start a war with an enemy to make people unify around the central government. So you're absolutely right, or they'll release a new virus. They don't just have war now. They also have pandemics. Because the pandemic failed and backfired on them, that's a card that isn't as strong anymore. But you're absolutely right. And so...
So do you think there's no way we can vote out of this? Do you think it's gone with the voter bloc and the unsecure elections? Or do you think there's still a chance for us to secure our elections?
Well, I mean, we're finally exposing it. It's coming out. The fraud's real. We're getting some traction on reforming it, but you have to keep voting just to put inputs into it to show it's a fraud. You can't give up on that front. But it can't be the only one. See, what I do is I talk to the establishment that's a bunch of different blocks and say, you think you're going to slowly cut off resources and pose as the saviors to rearrange everything. We're going to expose you're behind cutting off the resources so that people will blame you so that this won't work. And a larger camp within the system, it's not the biggest combined, but it's one of the largest camps by itself, as an individual camp, realizes they're not going to get away with this. They're going to be able to live in their bunkers and on their ships while we all kill each other. And so you got more and more people like Elon Musk, whether he's a great guy or whether he's a pragmatist, that realizes that we need to have an expansionist laissez-faire system, not a contraction and a controlled austerity to control people and depopulation, but a laissez-faire expansion into space and stop blocking the innovative technologies. And I've seen some real traction within different sectors of the establishment to go with that expansionist, anti-stagnant plan. Because the globalists, you can look at this, they can implode stuff and cause a world war, but in the end, they're going to get destroyed as well. And so the best move for them would be to go to a laissez-faire expansionist development program. The problem is they're so baked in to use crises to keep control that they can't help but try to keep control, even though in the end it destroys them. And they're directed by Satan, who in the end wants to set us all up and kill us all. And so they're not really in control. But we, the people, are in control, and the level of awakening is greater than it's ever been. And so God will take us the rest of the way. It's up to us to tell the truth, to take action, to speak out, and then just let God take us the rest of the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm just wanted to hear you flesh it out. I feel like this has been a while since you talked about them getting back into a corner. As you've mentioned, that's when they become the most dangerous. So appreciate your analysis.
Well, I appreciate yours. Well, listen, they're backed in a corner because they designed the bubble to be already popped and to use that to bring in the global government, social credit score, central bank digital currency. So they're back to the corner of their plan already in motion. But if they're in a position where they get the blame and they can't control and people won't stay locked in their houses, then they can't pull this off. They want to bring in permanent digital martial law AI run using the COVID lockdown as the model for the carbon lockdown. But now their carbon tax is shot down. Now that's discredited. Now we're out of the Paris Accord. It's falling apart everywhere. And so their whole master plan Club of Rome for control is screwed up, but the collapse they engineered is here, and they went with the closure of Strait of Hormuz to go ahead and use that as an economic control measure, and there will get short-term gain, long-term destruction. Trump says, you know, short-term pain, long-term gain. It's the opposite. And so we have to fill the battle space with the truth. We have to define who's who. We have to show who the players are so people know what they're dealing with. So when we go into these deeper crises, people are not naive about what they're facing. But I know this. They don't want to speak it out against it. They don't want people to be aware how things work, because that's more people at every level, low level, mid level, high level, that will recognize what's happening and not just accept the narrative from the globalist on top that is designed for depopulation control and transhumanism. So we're not going with their plan, but it's not enough to oppose their plan. We have to have our own plan, which is something we have discussions about as well. Thanks for the call. All right, more calls straight ahead in 2 minutes when we come back on the other side of this break. Have you shared the live feeds at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive? Have you shared the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X or at AlexJonesLive.com, the website? That's how we reach more people. And tell folks about those local radio stations.
Started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Unlimited power!
going to be like that.
Well, I'm like that normally. So.
Yeah, you are like that normally.
Unlimited populous power!
Volunteer power!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we're doing a pretty good job of it, thanks to your support. I want you to remember that every day. You call in to thank me, I thank you for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. All right, Rick in Indiana, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I like how you did. Hey, I want to plug right off the bat, I want to plug the turmeric. I'm 70 years old. I have a bad back, inoperable, and it's been hard for me for months to move around. I started taking that 6 weeks ago. And it's not helped my back, but let me tell you what, my joints, it's like I'm 20 again. So my back, the pain from my back and all that is from probably from the rest of my body feeling too good from taking that. But it's a great product, and the people that are my age need to understand that, you know, it's just all the stuff's just not for young people.
And, Rick, we'll hold you over to get into your political points because this is a short segment. But I want listeners to understand, 99% of listeners never buy anything at theolivestore.com. I don't sell stuff that isn't already the highest rated, already working. We, going back like 8 years ago, went to one of the top manufacturers of turmeric and said, what's the strongest turmeric out there? They said 75%. And that's the strongest concentrate. And they said, well, what's the average pill? They said 4 to 5%. It's raw turmeric. It still works. So my wife played a lot of tennis and sports and had, like, joint pain in her knees and ankles. And I brought her some. We first came up with it, like, 8 years ago, and I said, take this. This works better than Advil. And she goes, I already take turmeric. She had these horse pills. And I said, yeah, honey, this is raw turmeric. I said, take this. So she took it, and she comes back the next day. She goes, it worked way better, but it says lower milligram. I said, it's concentrated. It's 95%. So our liquid tincture, the pills, and now the gummies, all of these are 95% curcuminoid. We're not going to sell something that doesn't work. We want you to get results. And I just want listeners to realize, like, this is the real world. I mean, I know there's some supplements people put out that really don't work that good. But quite frankly, you go to Whole Foods, almost everything there works. Because they're not going to sell something that doesn't work. Well, that's what we do. This is God's natural drugs we're talking about. So finish up in this next minute or so. I'm glad you decided to get it. I'm glad you trusted us. And what response you got, and then we're going to come back from break, and you can make your point about Trump as king and tying to North Korea. But just, I'm glad you believe me, but how fast did it kick in for you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It actually, I told my wife, it actually kicked in the next day. I was like, all of a sudden, I could just tell a difference. And then my fingers, you know, I have some arthritis and all that and everything, but it seems that, like my back, like I was saying, my back started, seemed like it started getting worse because I was abusing it because I was more mobile from my joints and everything. You know, it's like I've been running around here. You know, I do a lot of canning and gardening. I have gardens and animals and all that. And I've been overdoing it because it's working too good.
That's a good point. It'll make you feel so good. It will cover up other things that are beyond that. That's it. So what did you take? The pills, the tincture, or what did you take?
I took the pills, but it's kind of hard for me to stay on the pills because for some reason I forget down in. So when the liquid came out, I jumped right on it. And then, you know, my wife's always skeptical, and I finally got her to I got the two-bottle pack, And she took one of them, so I have to reorder here soon.
All right, stay there. I want to come back okay. and have you make your political point, but I just want to say this again to listeners. Folks, when I tell you that when I took the methylene blue, it was like crazy. When I tell you I work out way harder than I used to at 50 than at 30 because of it, it really works. You just got to believe me and get it, okay? I want to sell you stuff that works, but I need you to believe me and get it the first time. We're going to come right back with Rick to finish up on his Trump is king and the weird North Korea parallels. Please stay with us. But, yeah, our turmeric's the best. Get it right now, thealexandershore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision. And that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this. But minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists, you'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show, tomorrow's news today.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today.
Man, I wish I'd listened to my parents and grandparents more. But young people don't listen, do they? I listened some. I wouldn't be alive. I didn't listen some. Man, if I'd just listened, I'd be in such a better position. But more important than even listening to your parents is listening to God and that conscience that God gave you. And as I get older, I learn more and more just go with my conscience. That's why I went after Tim Pool. He just said some snarky stuff and piled on with the Israeli lobby with a bot. I knew it was. And I wasn't even mad about it, but my gut, the Holy Spirit said, attack. And then it revealed him saying all these horrible lies, that he's got proof I'm on a payroll, which isn't true. And then it drew attention to him being on the Russian payroll and meeting with the Israelis secretly. I'm not out to get Tim Pool. I just don't normally infight. It's when I get that impetus and I have that, I intellectually look at it and I got that final feeling and I go, literally, God, you want me to do this? It's like, yeah, do it. And it's that final little piece, folks. And I don't claim to understand it. I don't claim to be in control of it. But I've definitely learned to listen to the voices. And I imperfectly, you know, develop and deploy what God wants done. I'm a failed vessel, a deformed vessel, an imperfect vessel. Everything I do, all my success is God. Every bit of it. And I want to be one quadrillion absolutely clear on that. Because it is all God. And when you see the arrogance of Trump and him pushing that he's going to be a king and people behind the scenes, he thinks he's invincible. He told Tucker last time they talked, he said, nothing I do fails. You just watch the world go great. It hasn't. That's called megalomania. So I think it's age. It's a lot of things. Democrats are like, oh, you admit you were wrong to support Trump. No, I'm glad I did the last 10 years until the last year. And I still think he's better than Democrats in many ways, but it doesn't matter. We can't compromise. And it's his activities that are going to lose us the midterm. So talking to Rick in Indiana, Rick, you want to talk about Trump as king? People just tuned in. I played it in the first hour. Just bizarre parallels with his propaganda, with North Korea propaganda for their dictators. And I just don't think this sit well with anybody. And I don't think it's going to be successful with the public. So the question is, why is he doing it? Rick, go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to you. This is my 22nd year. And I've been telling my family and friends for years about a certain thing that you had been talking about, that you talked about for a long time, but I haven't heard you mention it. Now, remember General Flynn, when he was on your show, was talking about over 30-something national emergencies that are on the books right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the one particular presidential directive would be Presidential Directive 51 that could be pulled off. You preached that for a long time. And the thing is, if he wants to be, quote, king or president again in 28, if he's still physically and mentally able to do that, if he enacts that, then he stays president until Congress, like I think, was it 6 months later or whatever, nullifies it or what have you. But
and that's right. You've got a whole bunch of executive orders and presidential decision directives that get reissued by each president. Rarely do they get repealed by the executive branch. And Trump has reissued all of them, PDD 51, where he can declare a national emergency, suspend Congress for 6 months, put us in work brigades. There's a whole bunch of executive orders that repeat it. People get confused. They go, why is there 10 of them? Well, each president will reissue them. Sometimes they change them. And we should, you know what? Good point. I've covered some of this stuff so many times that I forget. I probably haven't covered Presidential Decision Directive 51 or the other executive orders in years.
Yeah.
So I pledge to you by Monday, I will do 2 hours on presidential decision directives and executive orders.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. And the last thing real quick is about these women. And of course, we do know there's a lot of men out there too, because I see it. I tell my brothers and I tell my wife, you know, when you're out there, watch it, because it's loony world out there. And my phrase that I've coined is these people without being, you know, harassed because I'm using these terms, but these people are mentally paraplegic is what they are. It's just all there is to it. And of course, Satan is behind all this, but it's just there's no other way to describe it, their mentality.
I'm telling you, I travel quite a bit around the country, and I've been in Austin since I was in high school and grew up in Dallas. I've never seen just more lunatics running around, black, white, old, young on the street. I can be going to work sometimes at 6 a.m. in the morning, and there'll be a guy running across the street with a baseball bat or a machete. I'll be in, like, nicer areas of Austin, and a crazy man will, like, come out of the bushes while I'm pumping gas and yell at me and say he's going to eat my brain. Almost everybody I know has had their house robbed, their car robbed. I got, our own reporter got murdered racially. And if you look at the statistics, this is kind of a dead reckoning, but I can grab a pen and kind of show this. With SSRIs going up, the 5G, the culture, all of it, let's say starting in 1990 to like 2026 today, if you look at the mental illness, it's all going like this in general. But women's like that and men is like that. So it's not that women are bad. It's just everybody knows under pressure, women crack up more than men. So you're right. Men are having issues, but they just tend to become homeless or drunks or just lazy or whatever. When women go nuts statistically, it gets more cuckoo town. It is absolutely everywhere. And what's happened is they got all these drugs, all the society stuff. They're not based in reality. They're watching so much entertainment and screen time. And now the money is getting cut off. And now the inflation's there. And so now they're under pressure, because before they could lay around and watch Netflix and, you know, take benzos all day. And now the money ain't there. And now they don't have the money to go get the benzos. And that's kind of just a small snapshot. But that's what's happening is, and imagine if we really crash and the EBT cards, even if the EBT cards don't crash, you'll get your, you know, $1,000 every 2 weeks, but it won't get you a week because of inflation. And the grandparents are dying that took care of the lazy kids and their kids. And so society is unraveling by design. They've done everything they can to undermine it, and it is going to be spectacularly dangerous. Go ahead.
Yeah, so and I can't remember his name, the pastor from Arizona that you had mentioned years ago that stayed with the elites, and they told him about the gas prices and everything before he was on his deathbed. And I can't remember who it was, but he also had mentioned that we won't run out of gas or food. We'll starve because of the inflation.
Was it Lindsey Williams?
Lindsey Williams. That's what the gentleman that was past the elitist guy.
And by the way, he was a great talk show host. He was the main pastor for those big oil companies. And of course, everything he was saying was already out in the news, but he was there firsthand. Yeah. Of course, it's all come out what he said was true.
Yeah, and one of them told him, you know, people, the country's not going to, you know, because we're talking right now about the food shortages and all that. He had mentioned that, and that's happening right now, the inflation, that's just probably just the first phase is we won't be able to afford it, and then the food will disappear.
Well, absolutely. It's like the U.S. can get fertilizer. It just costs twice as much, so farmers are sitting it out. And
exactly.
And I'm telling you that I'm from a farming ranching community, and it's not just the kids moving away and the rest of it. Everybody's just giving up. And then you got is big agri operating, and they themselves are propped up, and even they can't operate now because they've been so good at destroying the small producer. The secret was they were exploiting the small producer and giving them almost nothing. Well, now the small producer's giving up. It's even now destroying Tyson and Cargill and all the rest of it. Thanks for the call. Great call. Now, notice, callers, he just went to his next point. I'm not mad at you, but he didn't ask permission to make his points because the first caller made great points, but he asked permission four times. I'm going to pull my hair out. Oh, I actually already did. And again, it's not even, I've been doing this 30-something years. It's not that it bothered me the first 10 or the first 20. It's that it's weird. You know, it's like an allergy. It could be the most simple thing. It just keeps happening, and you're like, yes, you have permission. Yes, you have permission. Yes, you don't need permission. You called in. We respect you. You say what you want. Do not ask permission to say what you're going to say. Please. I'm begging you. I somehow I'm going to get control of the situation. And Limbaugh used to say, just say dittos. I love you, too. I love you more than you love me. I want to fight these people. I mean, tell you, you call up thanking me fighting them? They're attacking us all. Of course I'm fighting them. We're all in the same boat bailing it, and I'm bailing and you're bailing and you're thanking me. Well, I thank you, too, because I don't want you to thank me. I want you to think about how important you are. You're more important. There's more of you than me. I just want you to support us financially by word of mouth because we're in this together. I'm swinging for the fences here, baby, and I need you to get the mindset that you're number one. That ain't about kissing your ass. Look at it. Ain't nobody coming to save us but us. I need you to save me. I'm here to help you, too. But damn it, we're in this together. And I just want that mindset. People think, oh, thank you. You're doing this so we for us. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it for me, too, and I need your help. I could try to, it's like a car is tumped over on a little kid. One guy can't pick it up. I need some help here, man. Like, thank you, sir, for trying to pick that car up off that kid. I'm like, I need, help me get the damn car off of him. Don't thank me for trying to pick the car up. I need some damn help here. And I know you are helping. I'm talking to the people out there that sit there. I mean, I'm good at research, right? Then anything I sell you is really good, too. I mean, yeah. Again, why the hell? It's just a no-brainer. But I get it. There's so many people that do sell crap. They think it's like funny to rip you off once. I don't want to rip you off once. I want a relationship with you. And the reason I've been fundraising is I'm destroying them in court. We got three lawsuits against them. I'm deposing them. I'm winning. You just saw the big ruling for us. That is nothing what you're about to see, okay? But it takes money. And all I want you to do is keep me in the fight to wreck their ass. And when I'm wrecking their ass, legally and culturally and politically, you're doing it with me. It's not like I'm like, oh, you're with me. Let me tell you something. Spiritually, culturally on this show, I've got this will, but it's like I'm paralyzed. Use the last guy's analogy. I want to throw this punch, but one person, it's like, it barely moves. 100 people starts moving. 10,000 faster. Millions, lightning, unstoppable Mike Tyson. You have the power, not me. We all individually have power, but together, through individual will combining, we are unstoppable. Getting chills right now. We could beat these people like that if people got into how the world works, if they got excited about how it works. I know this audience of activists, you are excited how it works. You care about history and science and issues. We've got to infect everybody. That's what the globalists call me, is an infection. What they call you. We have to infect them with the cure. But a lot of people don't want the cure. I use the analogy a lot of Omega Man, the remake of Vincent Price, Last Man in the World. And then the next one was I Am Legend with Will Smith. And the first two are excellent. All three are really good films. But Charlton Heston is the scientist. He has the cure and because he's immune. It's his blood. And he goes, because most of the zombies are just mindless, but a small percentage become like vampires. And still keep their smarts, but can't, you know, are basically undead. And he goes, I got the cure. And they went, we like this. We like being vampires, and throw a spear into his ass. But it didn't matter. He'd already got out to some survivors outside the city and figured out he had the cure and given them his blood, so they were able to go on. But the point was, the vampires didn't want the cure, folks. They don't want the cure. So you got to realize, try to warn people, try to give them the cure. Jesus Christ, common sense, freedom, the West, capitalism, being decent, being honorable. It's not like we don't know tricks. They'll do it back to us. That stuff goes around, comes around. Reap what you sow. I love the people that are in evil. They're like, oh, you don't know how it works. You just don't know how smart we are. No, I know how dumb you are. I know more about evil than you do. That's why I ain't into it. If I was evil, boy, you'd have a big problem. I'm a big old evil black devil. If I joined the dark side, and that ain't who I am. But the point is that, yeah, cue up the Charlton Heston. I've shown you guys, I said it like a week ago, I wanted to play it, and I forgot to play it. You showed the B-roll. Pull up Charlton Heston killed Omega Man. And show a few minutes of the build-up to it, because that is the perfect archetype of what we have the cure. We're like, here, they're like, not only do we not want the cure, we're going to kill your ass. We like what we are. We like what we did. We like what we've become. So learn, do not spend your time on people that have turned over to evil. Find out if they're good. Find out if they can be saved. And when you find out they can't, move on. Don't argue with people that have that weird demonic gleam in their eye. And you know, move on to the people that are looking and don't know what to do. And there's plenty of those. Those are the sheep we're looking to save, folks. We ain't trying to wake up vampires. Let me tell you, only God can make a vampire turn away. And it happened, you know, in the Bible with Saul of Tarsus getting hit by a bolt of the Holy Spirit. He was evil as hell. And if God decides, God can do anything God wants to do. But it's God's department. When you got somebody actually into Satanism and evil and corruption and the elite and they're prideful and they're into all this stuff and they're all glowing with their arrogance like a Christmas tree, I'm telling you right now, you ain't convincing those people. I've never convinced one of them, and I got persuasive powers. Move on to people you can influence and help. Triage. Do not try to spend your time on vampires. Best advice I can give you. Francisco in Texas and Carlos, Kevin, and Al, Austin, and others. Francisco, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. Out here in South Texas, we've been noticing that since Trump been acting like a king and stuff, a lot of Tejanos or Hispanic people have been, upset, you know, that he took us to war and he lost his eye from he didn't keep his eye on the ball on the deep state, and a lot of people are upset, they're praying for Vance. They don't give up on conservatism, so we're praying for Vance. Hopefully Vance can be the one that wins the primary and runs for president and wins. I know that Marco Rubio is not going to run, or he says he's not going to run, and we hope he doesn't, even though he's Latino, but we don't want him there. We want Vance. And another topic, sir, here in South Texas, in the border, and all the way to West Texas, because that's where I work in the oil field, we've been noticing that in the old days, we used to sell arms to Mexico, with Obama and a lot of smuggling arms to Mexico. And now we've been noticing in South Texas and over here also, there's a lot of people that are from Mexico sending surface-to-air weapons. And they're coming from the Mexican southern border. Those weapons, I don't know if...
you're very astute. And record-level Hispanic great Americans in South Texas voted in majorities for Trump, because he was the underdog. He was real before. We weren't wrong. He got turned, like, you know, milk going bad, or, you know, however you want to call it, or a steak in the refrigerator turning rotten. And hopefully he goes back, because, you know, he's not like a steak. He can be like the Phoenix. Vance is good. That's why they're attacking him everywhere. Rubio has been a neocon, still, you know, very competent, but absolutely that's who the bad guys want. And absolutely, Trump has lost basically all the extra support he had. And we're not just getting the intel on surface-to-air missiles that we know got out of Ukraine to the cartels. That's been confirmed by the FBI and my sources before it even broke. So you're dead on, sir. We now have all these videos I didn't get to yesterday of border being opened down in El Paso And that's what I was told by high-level Border Patrol sources, former head of it on air, but also others off air, and I'll just not give sources on that, that it actually is not 96% anymore. It's more like 90%. So suddenly the southern border is breaking again. What are you seeing down there?
Yes, sir. We're seeing a lot of in Mexico, it's either you're poor or you're rich. And the rich people are sending the poor people with arms instead of caravans and fentanyl. Now there's a lot. They have a tablet with a satellite thing that you can control a drone, and they're selling them. They're selling them in the border. And, I mean, where are they getting them? And how are they getting them? Is it a plan to destroy us and destroy Mexico at the same time? I don't know.
I agree. They're targeting Mexico, too. You saw that. So let me – it sounds like you really know what you're talking about more than I do in ways. Go back to the surface air missiles. What are you hearing, Francisco?
They're expensive, but everybody's pushing them. There's a lot of push to sell them quick, and that everybody's interested, and they're trying to look for interesting people to buy them. They're already in.
So you're hearing right from now. Cartels that are all over South Texas. You're hearing, yes, surface air missiles are on the market.
Yes, sir. And with satellite driven laptops, what do you call those?
Basically, Starlink panels.
Link panels. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, with that. And a lot of people say, hey, man, this is what's going on. Wow, because we work in the oil field in West Texas, and we 14 and 14. But when I go to South Texas, I hear it. When I drive up to West Texas, New Mexico, I hear the same thing. And
yeah, for folks who don't know, the Mexican cartels have tanks. They have anti-tank weapons. They've got anti-aircraft smaller weapons. And I've been saying it for years, since Ukraine has been shipping a lot of surface air missiles to the cartels. And then people have been asking, why aren't they being used? And I've been told that they're creating a background to blame Iran for it. And I'm not saying Iran might not do it, because they've said they might. But at the same time, Israel might shoot down Trump and say it was Iran, because they put out that fake intel that Iran was going to shoot him down in Turkey. And so I'm very concerned.
Yeah, so everything turns here. Obama was sending rifles over there, or weapons, and now they're coming this way. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? You know, so... it's totally reversed now, and we just got to keep ourselves loaded up and ready. Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else, Francisco? Amazing information, because I know everything you're saying is going on. You just gave more details, so I know you know what you're talking about. Anything else you want to tell us?
Yes, sir. We appreciate the methylene blue and the red and the bovine colostrums and most of your products. We really appreciate them. We order a lot from you all, and not a lot, but we order. We gratefully thank you for having those online.
Oh, I thank you. Let me tell you, we're winning. You see this big court victory? That's just the beginning. Thank you. Yes. You're going to see big victories. I keep telling my lawyers I want to announce this, and they're right. I'm not supposed to, but you guys have really backed us, and I'm so thankful. Thank you, Francisco. I mean it, folks. I don't fear getting killed. I don't fear getting put in prison. The thing that drives me crazy is losing. And it's not about I'm the toughest guy or I'm the best. No, it's like these people are bad, and I cannot wait to beat them and stick their ass in prison. And we are getting closer and closer. All glory goes to God. And, you know, a fight this long and a fight this hard, and just the closer we get to the victory, it just makes me, just absolutely mad at myself that I'm not strong enough, that I get tired, that I can't do more. And I'm not just saying that. I am so committed to this fight, and I know we can turn this around, and I've seen so much victory we've done together, so that's where I'm at. We're going to go to break, go to Carlos, Kevin, Al, Austin, and many others on this live Friday transmission. Then tomorrow, back at noon at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/ Alex Jones Show Live. If you want to find it, the easiest place to find it, it's alexjoneslive.com. But all I'm asking viewers and listeners to do is this. So many listeners I run into at the grocery store, in church, on the street, the park, the gym. They're like, man, I've been listening. I'm sorry, you're off the air. What are you doing now? And I'm like, alexjoneslive.com. Well, yeah, I see the clips of you, but so you're still on the air. It's like they like the show, but only when they just see it in the feed. When you tell them, no, here's the main show, so they get the intel right up front. You're the emissaries. You're the ambassadors. Tell folks, alexjoneslive.com, and I thank you.
Do you want to try some? Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. You got the T3 trifecta iodine, absolute staple of the old network. Got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the bovine beef tallow. It's got the methylene blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, methylene blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins, memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He's got the zombies trying to kill him. Most of the zombies are just mindless, but a small percentage keep their faculties. And he's tries to explain to them, hey, I've got the cure. And they say, we don't want the cure. And that's really an analogy of everything we face here. He thinks he's saving one of them that says she's with him, but she's really not. Because they're already turned over to it, folks.
Man, we'll have to chance it.
How about your phone calls in a moment? I've talked about this before, so I thought we might as well air it. It's liberal.
Lisa, for God's sakes, come back in the light.
And he's already told them he has the cure and they don't want it. And that's also in the Vincent Price original. Basically, he ends the same.
The dream is over, friend Neville. Now we can sleep in peace.
In fact, I'm not going to air this now, but in post, we post this to X and Rumble and the Alex Jones Show, AlexJonesLive.com. Add the end of The Last Man on Earth, Vincent Price ending. Oh, let's add that here, too. Crank it back up.
You don't understand. Oh.
They show up in the morning, he's still barely alive and got his blood, he's got the cure, so they get away. But see, they're not already infected, so they want the cure. Saved though. All right, let's go back to your phone calls here, but let's add the Vincent Price ending in there as well. Thanks. All right, let's go to Carlos in Canada on the midterms and what we're expecting here. Carlos, good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex. Good to speak to you. Just want to go back a little bit because it's written, I think Churchill said, the further you can go back in history, the further you can see forward into the future. And in the context of President Trump, you see a president that came into office, but he didn't have a team with him. He was always short of people that he could call on. So he went back to the people that he knew well, who had bailed him out in the past, in the context of Wall Street, the Rothschild in particular. Wilbur Ross became his secretary of the Commerce, and then that was followed up later on with Howard Lutnick. So you've got a Rothschild connection, and everything that he has done since he was elected in 2016 has been consistent with the agenda for the Rothschild financial future setup of the worldwide economy. And there are deviations from various camps, but essentially he's been told, obviously he's been sold a story that if he sticks to the plan, he will be able to be the greatest president in history, et cetera, et cetera. And the plan is now becoming clear to everybody as it unravels, of course, thanks to the fact that people all over the world do not accept the plan. And the problem with that the United States is now facing is that there's no leadership because he's unable to lean on the proper people. There are 335 million Americans, but he's relying on his family. And the latest thing I heard, he's starting a bank. So basically, we're getting an oligarch along the lines of
what basically it's Rothschild first, Trump first, Israel first, not America first. You're dead on. The Rothschild's main representative was Epstein. That's in all the emails. And Nat Rothschild was the main guy. He's now the main heir. That's who they're out on the yacht with, taking over private islands in the Mediterranean. And you got Ivanka Trump so tone deaf. She says, yeah, we took over this island, and millions protest and they lose the island. They are totally disconnected from reality. So he didn't have anybody that would work with him the first time because they were scared. Then he went and got a group that would work with him. It was basically the Rothschild arm who always betrays who they set up in the end. And I don't think Trump's figured that out yet, or maybe he has. Go ahead.
No, what you see essentially is it's a con job. Sorry, it's a confidence job. Look, why is Jared Kushner talking about beautiful apartments and casinos and everything in Gaza on the coastline, when in fact the coastline of Israel, just north of that all the way to Lebanon, is just as attractive? So why not build those skyscrapers along the way, you know, to Haifa? Because, you know, it's the idea is to con people into thinking that they're going to be doing all these good things for the Palestinians. President Trump told Israel, when he came into office in 2024, he said, listen, you guys, get this done before January. Well, they didn't get it done before January. Gaza was not fixed. It's still not fixed. It's getting worse. And so essentially what you've got here is the thwarting of the technological development of mankind into the next generations, which could have been like Elon Musk says, into the universe, because we have the capacity through exponential reproduction, every person and woman and man.
Instead, we got roped back into the old British Empire Rothschild model of conflict. You're absolutely right. Is there any way to get Trump to extricate himself from this?
Well, I don't think he can, because he doesn't have the personnel. He doesn't have the trust in saying to Americans, bring forth the best that you've got, and let's put a cabinet together of the best that you've got. He had very, very good people that were thwarted, essentially, from ethics, from knowledge, from experience, and they've been systematically eliminated, if you remember. And that, to me, is the problem. Now, the war in Iran and the war in Ukraine are linked together in that plan which everybody is rejecting. The idea was stop Russia from providing Europe with energy and have Israel provided with pipelines coming from the coast, you know, of the Gulf Coast. And so Iran wouldn't have gone along with it, so defeat Iran. It's so stupid that it is. We're going actually economically, 2027 is going to be a very, very difficult year for all Americans, so I'm sorry to say.
It may not even take that long. Look at what's happening in the bond market. Look at what's happening with inflation. It's bad.
Well, there are things that a president that presides can do. You see, President Trump is not a president. He's not presiding. He's a chief executive officer trying to do everything himself. Every day he's in the media. I'm doing this. I'm making a deal. I'm doing that. I'm that. He's supposed to preside over the various secretaries of state that are supposed to be doing the best work for Americans. Not for a third party, but for Americans. So I'm sorry to say, he's turning into Max King George III, led by the Rothschilds, and we're entering...
No, I agree. What do you make of all his I want to be a king thing and the propaganda he's putting out mirroring North Korean dictatorship worship?
He's a man, he's become president when he didn't have a team. And now he's got all of these failures piling up, that the only thing he can do is to confront it by saying, oh, you know, it's all right, we'll survive a little bit of pain for long-term gain. But in reality, from a point of psychological perspective, he's going to be facing failures that a person who is absolutely absorbed for their greatness cannot cope with. If you look at Paris, after the revolution, Napoleon put the letter N over all of the major palaces in Paris, all over the country. You see the letter N. Well, you know, he didn't build those structures, those institutions. And I think Trump is in the same mode. He's in George III, Napoleonic final phase, And at this stage, he's got 2 years to go. And 2027, unless he changes course, and we can talk
no,
about...
No, I agree. And he wants to rename an aircraft carrier after himself. It's named after a black American hero. That guarantees they take his name off everything later. The way he's... Right. Who cares if your name is something? But I guarantee you, Trump is going to have his name pulled off of everything.
That's right. Now, yes, that's right. And like Napoleon, he is not going to end well. Because he's got to stop as soon as possible. He's got to go and find the right people from the universities, from the street, that are trained. And you see, the people that are coming together are all capable in their various fields. They make a better secretary than the secretaries he's got right now.
It's incredible. Thank you, Carlos. Great points. Kevin in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Good. So I don't think Trump can back up because the way I look at it, he's BB's blow-up doll. And you can see it in real time. We've had a lot of reasons to leave NATO. And absolutely, the UN, I think it should have came first. But if you look what's happened, transpired, okay, all of a sudden, Israel attacks Turkey assets, okay? And then all of a sudden, okay, look, we're getting out of NATO.
It was no, I said that yesterday. I said he's probably not pulling out, so the U.S. can't be in a strike with Russia. If Russia hits Europe, they're saying they are. It's probably so we're not in NATO, we don't have to defend Turkey if Israel goes to full war with them.
Exactly. We have to look farther down the line than that, too. So if we pull out of NATO, NATO will dissolve because Europe will not be able to maintain NATO. And at that point, I do believe that Russia is just going to take Ukraine, and probably rightfully so. I mean, based on their logic, I mean, they keep saying that, okay, Israel should be able to take this land and this land because whatever, and China should be able to take Hong Kong or whatever. Then
no, I agree. Then it's World War II where Russia and Germany divided Poland. Exactly. The real thing is they're all going to carve everything up, and that was really what the plan was.
Yeah, so... I guess at the end of the day is we need to decouple from Israel, and that's the truth. And I hate to say that, but Israel's never been a true land through.
Well, why do you think Israel's being so arrogant and making statements constantly, their top ministers, about genocide and murdering, and, oh, we're going to blow the Christians up, like they're trying to start a fight? They're trying to turn the world against them? Or is it just pure chutzpah?
They are trying to because – The prophet said that the end of the apocalypse will start in Turkey. So if you look what they're doing with the red heifer and all this stupid stuff and calling us Rome and praying to a Roman locker room like they do, make everybody look stupid, it infiltrated in our churches and convincing people over here that there's a such thing as a Judeo-Christian where there's no such thing. It's oxymoron, really. So, yeah, and it's really the Zionist. I can't say I'm not going to say I hate Jews, but I do hate the Zionist. Whether you're Christian Zionist, Jewish Zionist, I don't care what you are. And it's the same thing that happened in Russia, and it downfalled Russia, and I do believe it will downfall us. I think we will become a socialist nation at some point because people are too stupid to know their history.
Well, there's no mistake. Israel knew that the mullahs weren't going to fall very quickly, and this was really a chaos plan. They've admitted that. And Trump knows that now and has made some actions against Netanyahu. But Israel's playing a very dangerous, reckless game, and so is the EU attacking Russia. And we live in very, very dangerous times. Kevin, thanks for the call. Great point. Al in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
What's happening, my man, Alex? Let's go to the 10 billion foot overview. King Charlie came over here shortly after they whacked Charlie Kirk, and they tried to whack Trump twice. So there's your psychology. Slapped him around and told him, hey, you got to follow my daddy's plan and my plan. And that leads me into the next step, which is I don't know if you're aware of that Daily Signal article that came out about a week ago that a Chinese sniper high up.
It was in the Washington Post, New York Times. They rented the building 600 feet from the White House with a famous Chinese intelligence operative, colonel. It just shows how we're totally infiltrated. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. It's total garbage. Now, let's lead that into they're going to have the race around the White House. Well, where's Trump going to be? He's going to be outside. Hey, perfect time to take a shot, right? And then my second thing is I'm all about everything that everybody has had to say about Charlie Kirk, but there's one point of the equation that people have left out, and that is an adapter in the 30-06 rifle shooting a 223 round, which would cause the warble and the weird look the way it struck him. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know it's completely possible.
So, like a Sabo?
Yeah. So, you know, it's like a shotgun. You know, you buy an adapter and you can shoot different rounds. You can shoot 9mm. You can shoot whatever out of the shotgun.
Well, it's not right? just that. You can buy the cartridges where you have a smaller round nested in plastic.
Yeah. So, you know, nobody's touched that. And it's, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling with, you know, I'm a bit more than a novice gun shooter, and I'm probably, you know, somewhere around your realm. My uncle was a pretty famous shooter. He shot for a magazine and did all the write-ups and stuff. So, but the point being is that, you know, King Charlie came over here after that, and he slapped him around. And Trump did go into the White House with a good team. He had a good team, and they dismantled it. You know, so, you know, where Trump is now, I have no idea. He's definitely scurvy. I'll take him above a Democrat any day, all day long. But, yeah, he's definitely scurvy, for sure. He's gone scurvy.
Well, yeah, these different war lobbies, the Israel lobby, they act like if we're pissed about what Trump's doing, like the Democrats. No, we're just trying to get him back on track. And they beat us over the head, and that only makes more people turn against Trump, which they like because they want to get rid of him one way or another. He's totally been set up. Thanks for the call, Al. Austin in Missouri, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I want to tell everybody to take the iodine, get 30,000 feet up view, and then take the methylene blue to stay up there. I wanted to refer to everything that's been going on with Trump. I think he's done so much positive, and all these people leaving his administration may have been actually a part of this next phase to decentralize and disseminate all of these big players, put them, you know, they all have to. Trump's kind of taking the flak right now, so everybody has to disavow him as they leave the administration, but yet they're doing work out there, and they're going under the radar with not getting targeted as much by the deep state. When it comes to Iran, I think that Trump, piece by piece, has been targeting everybody who targeted us under Biden, and Iran's really just one of the puppets that was training all of these terrorists to come over here, and as he's setting up these new blocks, power blocks, so we can detach ourselves from this globalist system, Iran's pushing so much propaganda, they're looking at how we're responding to these influxes in prices, and they're just giving us exactly what we want to divide us and conquer us and find the strong man so they can remain in power over there.
Well, at one level, Trump does have a plan to have energy dominance. I think that feeds into it, but the plan I would not say is going well. Yeah, there's some Iranian propaganda and things, but BlackRock and the globalists didn't want Trump's recovery. They fought it. And then now they're happy because this war is derailing that. And actually, the dollar's record low value. The U.S. Bonds are in trouble. And so I've seen this talking point out there. This is really sophisticated, you know, economic warfare. And Trump says, oh, we've moved from military to economic warfare because we're out of missiles, basically. And I sure hope you're right, Austin. I think time's going to tell, but are you saying this is like trust the plan stuff?
Well, I think what it comes down to is we all know that there's no way that they would declassify our true weapons capabilities, and this may be just burning through our conventional stock of weapons. Every conflict that we got into, you declassified another technology that we have that's a game changer, and when you have those game changers implemented, and like you're seeing orbs over there you know, what I would call ancient Persia, they may actually, you know, when it comes down to archaeological wars, they may actually have, and all of this new technology that is super high tech actually comes from ancient technology. They may actually be a bigger, I don't think it's actually been about nukes this whole time. I think that they probably have some kind of ancient capability over there. And just like how it slowed down Michael the Archangel, there's a dark municipality over there. And what are they doing? They're projecting evil off into the world. And we can see the fruits of that. So there might be a lot more, you know, than what we can really see or what he can tell us.
All right. Well, I haven't had Joel Skousen on in a while because years go by like minutes. And last time I had him on, like, I noticed you haven't had me on because you don't like what I say. And I'm like, no, a year went by, I didn't think about it. We need to get Joel Skousen on because he's been saying for like 30 years, we know a lot of this is true. They have these secret weapons that, the globalists controlling the U.S. will try to manipulate Russia and China, thinking we're out of weapons to hit us. So they have the excuse to strike them with all the high-tech secret stuff. So please tell the producers I want to get Joel Skousen on. He's a really smart guy. To get his geopolitical take. I've been thinking that for like a month. I don't know why I didn't say that. So we'll see if Joel Skousen can come on. Thanks for the call. All right, Chad, Mark, Stoops, and others. We're going to take a few more of your calls. And then Jay Dyer is set to take over. Then at 3 p.m., about an hour and 5 minutes, Harrison Smith with the War Room. You'll find the feeds at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. The easiest place is alexjoneslive.com, where you'll find the War Room, my show, the other special shows we do. Tomorrow at noon, tune in. We're doing a special show with myself, Rex Jones, and others. That's noon central tomorrow. You can find it all at alexjoneslive.com/show or just right on the front page. You'll see a posting, whatever's live at the time, and the news feeds and more at alexjoneslive.com. I don't claim to have all the answers. I'm just trying to track all this as best I can, and that's where we stand. All right, I'm going to move these calls quickly now and only give you each about a minute and a half so I get to everybody. Let's go to Mark in Tennessee. Mark, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, yes, sir. The reason why I'm calling, and some of this is going to sound like it's black-pilled or something, but I'm not black-pilled at all. I am Christ-filled all the way. And the sooner we get into that mentality as a country and understand that Christ, even though things are going to look terrible, but if the ecclesia, which is the word that Christ used, which is the gathering,
the people,
if the ecclesia focuses on him, he's going to be the one that's going to guide us through and lead us to voices like you and so on. And congratulations on your victory.
No, that's all of our victory, all of our victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. You're exactly right. And the thing I want to get to is this, is first I want to say I want to plug. I first started listening to you about probably 15 or 16 years ago. I actually called you last summer when you had Nick Fuentes on, and you and I started to riff a little bit on a moment of what was going down on the border and how the churches, the Jewish groups, the Muslim groups were all linking up and joining in on running this trafficking and so on. And we were about to get to a bigger picture, but we got cut off because it was kind of a shotgun.
Well, you're getting cut off now, so stay there. I'll come back to you. Jadar is cool. We'll take a little bit more time because I'm going to get to – I'm going to finish it with you, Mark, Chad, Stoops, and Chris, at least. But I want you to finish your point when we come back. Don't forget, this is a new deal. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue, already discounted. Get a bottle of methylene red capsules. It's incredible. Together, everywhere gets a free bottle of Shilajit. Never had a deal this good. It's insane. But we want you to try the Shilajit. It's already a bestseller to see how great it is. If you like the other products, you like the T3 iodine, you like the other stuff, you're going to love the Shilajit, thealexjonesstore.com. Get your free bottle with every order. Get a ball cap, get a free order. Whatever. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about
it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. Hello, neighbor. It's such a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Today I want to talk about the goblins who are watching you through your smart TV, your phone, and even your refrigerator. They're not very nice neighbors. In fact, they're trying to put chemicals in the water, things like fluoride, that can quietly change the way we think and feel. Lucky for us, we have the dual carbon platinum gravity-fed water filter system. It quietly takes out all those nasty little things the goblins put in the water, so your home can feel a little safer and a little cleaner. We have all these wonderful supplements. My personal favorite is the Ultimate Power Patriot Punch. One scoop in the morning, and by lunchtime I've mowed everybody's lawn, reorganized the garage, and declared independence from the Homeowners Association. Please visit the alexjonesstore.com today.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip. Big iron.
It was over.
Mark in Tennessee, finish up your points about the border. Go ahead.
Yeah. First, I wanted to be able to plug one of the things that you did that has come about in all of this, and I'm going to use a little inductive reasoning. If the products were not legitimate and said what they said that they were going to do, that's where they would have come after you. Notice there was nothing but silence and crickets, with the exception of Letitia James, which she's already been proven wrong about the silver. Notice that they didn't come
after. And
they
had a grand jury. She got a federal grand jury on me that I never, my lawyer says don't get into it. We went and presented it all to them, and they went, well, it's true, no indictment.
That's sure. That's exactly right. And so if people were really listening and really use their inductive reasoning and really look behind things, they should go, well, why didn't they go after him on the products? If he's a fraud, if he's a fake, if he's a phony, we can go after him about lies on the product.
Well, plus, why would I sell something that doesn't work? What's the point of that?
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense. It makes no sense because this is the way that this operation is funded by everyone. And you're right. Everyone is involved. Everyone's a leader. Everyone's got to get out there and use their voices like disciples of Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. So what I want to get back to is looking back up to the kind of the 30,000-foot view. And just one of the reasons why the border is being used the way that it is. It is the reason why is because every legitimate institution within this country has been infiltrated by Satanists. And that's why they're bringing in the Muslims. That's why they're bringing in and allowing the Talmudic Jews to dominate. This is about a satanic movement. And what they want to do is dominate and drive away the one true gospel, the gospel of Christ. That's it. That's what they want. They know they have to.
Well, no matter where you are in the world, 80% of religious persecution is against Christians. It doesn't matter where you are. Christians are under attack.
Absolutely. It's increasing by the day, day after day after day, and it's picking up speed. My first pastor that I had that died in 2005, his name was Dr. Gene Scott. And if you look him up, he was very well known, as a matter of fact.
No, I know who he is. I've watched his sermons.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He died in 2005. He was so influential that he even had General Tom Kelly during the Gulf War come to the church and actually spoke to the people in the church and said, and our pastor was relaying a message to him to George H.W. Bush, who was asking him, is Saddam Hussein the Antichrist? Of course, our pastor said, no, he's not the Antichrist. There's no biblical basis for it. This is wrong. This is error. Go ahead and do what you need to do. That's how influential this guy was. Well, in the 1980s, when I was a boy, he was telling me, are telling all of us, if you want to know how the world works, now this is before I'd ever even heard of you, read Tragedy and Hope.
Yep.
Read Carol Quigley.
Carol Quigley, yeah.
Yeah, you'll get a snapshot into the mindset of what he called Gutenberg Christians, who believed that they could set up some type of world government and control the world and keep the world from destroying itself in war and actually ushering in the kingdom. There is not a word of gospel in that. That's all perverted Christianity. There is not a word of gospel in it. The only way is through Christ and Christ only, not man, not
and nobody should think they control what God's going to do. You got exactly. The Muslims think they're going to cause world war and bring them back to Messiah. Some of the Jews think it, some of the Christians. That is crazy. You're going to control God? It's like when you pray, you don't tell God what to do. You ask God if it's in God's plan to do it. People don't even get that. Real prayer is about saying, God, have me do what you would have me do. I can tell you, those are the prayers that get delivered. We'll be right back. Great call. Thank you. Stoops and Chris, final callers. Then Jay Dyer takes over.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, two final callers, and then Jay Dyer's taking over, and I've got to ask him a question. I'm going to get Jay on more often, but he's been really busy lately. Great to have him back. Bill Gates' daughter took secret course on world government, global domination, how to mind control people. But it's beyond just a course. Jay's talked a lot about this. It was with a bunch of top academics and the key young people of elites. And all the major universities have these nodes of the real global governments in your local area. They're the real city council. They're the real county commission. They're the real governor's houses. They're the real capitals. So we'll go to Jay Dyer here in just a moment, but I promise to finish with all the calls. Real fast, Chris in Kentucky, then Stoops in Indiana. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I just want to say how much my mind has changed or what I've prioritized from 2024 till now. I was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma on September 30th of 2024. Mm. And went to MD Anderson. 4-hour brain surgery ended up being a 12-hour brain surgery.
Mm.
But thank the Lord I'm still here. I believe he has a purpose and he has a plan. But I am more fearful now for what my family may be facing in my absence than when I was first diagnosed. Getting Trump elected seemed like an existential crisis at the moment. And now I don't know that this isn't a greater existential crisis, what we're facing right now. And I believe that my God is bigger than all the problems that we're facing. And the most important thing is, anybody out there today, is your relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you want to know if he's real, and you've talked about this before, just ask him to show himself to you, and he will. And I know you've said that before, and I was part of showing God that he was showing someone that he was real one day. I was in a convenience store, and I saw this girl, and I had terrible judgmental thought about her. And the Lord said to me, why can't you see people like I see them? And I was immediately convicted, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt, I didn't hear audible words, but I knew that the Lord wanted me to go talk to that girl. And I walked around, stumbled around, didn't know what to say for a few minutes, and then she got in a car with somebody and drove off. And I knew that I had to talk to her, so I got in my vehicle and drove off and followed her and a couple other people. Luckily, they didn't go very far. But I got out, and I walked up to that girl, and I said, I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know the Lord wants me to talk to you and tell you that he wants what's good for you in your life, and he has a plan for you. And she looked at me, and she said, you're not crazy. She said, I tried to kill myself a few days ago, and I've been praying for God to show me that he's real. And literally the hair stood up on my back, and I knew that that was the Lord talking to me. And,
like, and what's amazing about that is you feel it, you know it, and then every time it's real. And that's how, in my experience, God, you don't even hear a voice. It's a knowing, and then every time it's something real. It's incredibly powerful. The more you listen to that voice, the more it happens, and I would imagine, I don't know if you were able to follow it up, but I would imagine that probably saved her life, and that was God working through you to literally, in the third dimension, reach out to somebody. You literally were an instrument of God, and you can't ask for anything better, can you?
No, no. It was like I had a wet blanket over me, and I didn't have any other options but to do what the Lord wanted me to. And like I said, it wasn't an audible voice, but there was no shadow of a doubt where it was coming from, and it was not coincidence.
Well, that's a beautiful testimony. Did you ever talk to her again?
No, I didn't. I sat down with her for a few minutes and talked with her, but ironically, my wife knew her sister and reached out to her and followed up. And
so, see, God also chose somebody that had a connection to help her. So that's amazing.
Yes. But no matter what's going on outside our windows, we know that the Lord is in control.
Absolutely. People put too much on Trump and say, what do we do post-Trump? It's never been Trump. It's all about God.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Anything else, Chris?
No. Yes. Could I be put on with one of your order takers? I'd like to order something before I go.
Sure. We don't do that here, but absolutely. We'll put you on hold, and they'll give you the contact information. God bless you, and I appreciate your support. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, that's most of my experiences with God, telling me to do stuff. It's like that. But I have had it where it's actually audible, too. And the thing is, it's always exactly what I was warned of. Or it's God's protecting me a lot when I'm about to get killed. And it was an audible voice was that. And twice. And it's like, look out, look out, look out. All of a sudden, 30 seconds later, a crazy homeless person comes around the corner with a knife trying to stab me. It's just like get out of the car. Look out, watch out, watch out. What? Get ready. And, I mean, it's something else, folks. Another time, like, look out, you know, don't walk in there. And I walk in there, and all of a sudden a guy grabs me and puts me in a headlock, starts choking me out. And of course, I was ready and threw him off me. But, I mean, that's twice that happened. God's real, folks. Don't make any mistake. And if you've never been open to it, ask God to show you, and God will. Let's go to Stoops, Indiana. We'll hand the baton to Jay Dyer with Jay's analysis. Stoops, you're on the air. Go ahead from Indiana.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I just wanted to tell you how I appreciate that. You're doing the old school radio show style call-in thing. I think people really like that. It's cool. But for the topic-wise, a little bit ago, you said, what can regular people do to, you know, like fight this disinformation stuff and this globalist agenda thing? I think one of the most important things that, like, regular people could do, 9-to-5, everyday people, is try to advocate
for all of these internet influencers that, you know, talk about anti-establishment and say that they're against all these, you know, technocratic takeovers and everything. What I think is probably the best thing that we could do is try to get those people that have an audience, because we don't have an audience. So try to get the people, and I'm not talking about you, I'm just, you know, generalizing, but I think the people with an audience should start trying to organize their viewers and try to start organizing, like, you know, demonstrations and things like that, because you guys are the ones that have, you know, a lot of people listening to you. So meetups or whatever, just in real world stuff. So I, yeah, that's all I want to say.
Well, God bless you, brother. Getting to the third dimension is always important. All right, I want to hand the baton to Jay Dyer, but just if you'll humor me, he's a really smart researcher. Jay's analysis. What do you make of alumni of this particular node of the global government system through academia, with Bill Gates' daughter coming out and saying it's totalitarian, it's world government, it's how to rule the world, it's how to control people, how to dumb them down, and she's a horrible person? We've known they do this with the academia for a long time. And it's you know, by invitation only. They have the, quote, you know, good group that came out 15 years ago out of the Albert Einstein, you know, university there in New York, their shadow world government. That's what this is. But the fact this is coming out now ought to really concern them. What do you make of the story? And I know you've got a full show loaded and ready. Jay Dyer, great to have you here, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I got to take my methylene blue first.
And it is, buy a bottle of that and a bottle of methylene red free right now. So thank you for the support. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I had two bottles and they're almost empty now. So I've been running on methylene blue in my tank for the past couple months to do all these debates and all the stuff we've done lately. But yeah, I listened to your show last night. I thought, you know, you kind of went exactly where I was going to go, which is that if you're in academia, if you're in grad school, this is the kind of stuff that happens. They come to you, they recruit you, and sometimes they recruit you out of high school, depending upon, you know, who you are, your bloodline, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not at all surprised that we would see Bill Gates' daughter in the exact same situation, because I was on with you in studio a few months ago and we covered Changing Images of Man. And that's one of those elite textbooks that's written for grad schools. Now, it doesn't have to be secret, because they know the public's never going to read this, so they don't mind publishing these kinds of textbooks. But when you see the textbooks written for higher grad, post-grad types of studies and classes that you get recruited into, that's where they really lay out all this stuff. So I think you did a really good job on last night's show and your yesterday's show when you connected it to Brzezinski's books, when you connected it to these, you know, Stanford research, you know, Changing Images of Man style text, because they lay it all out. They say, look, we're not going to call it evil world government, even though this class was ironically named that, probably tongue in cheek, but it really is that, right? It really is. How can we soft kill the public with, you know, dysgenics, with, you know, chemicals in the food and the water? How can we, you know, inoculate them, like they said 100 years ago in Bertrand Russell, to where they're sterilized? You know, Jonas Salk has two books on how to use inoculations to do all of that. So that's the thing, is like they put all this stuff in the books, but you have to do a little bit of reading to actually find it. But we're actually in this age, Alex, where, you know, the internet can actually compact that information, make it very accessible, very easy to find. And now we're at this war, we're at this battle where, are we going to get distracted with, you know, drama and who's, you know, humping who? Or are we going to look at what's really going on, the big picture? So I'm glad that yesterday you called it back to the big picture.
Well, can't wait to hear what you're about to cover now, Jay. Great to have you. Please break it down. Thank you.
Yep. So I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to kick it off with that, because if you guys remember when we covered Changing Images of Man, that was an elite textbook for international studies, for people going into, you know, these high level government types of positions, people at the level of Brzezinski. You heard Alex yesterday talking about Dr. Francis Boyle. We talked about the Kissinger chair, where people are rarely ever, if any at all, recruited into this position where you have this very high level steering committee type of position. And this is important because it's the types of steering committees and groups that were set up 100 plus years ago out of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. That's all a Rothschild's front. And so I want to get back to that, because You heard Carlos called in earlier. Carlos is a long, he's probably been listening to Alex as long as I have, back to early 2000, 2001, 2003. And, you know, Carlos brought up, this is the Rothschild type of system. And that's a recurring theme here. We're doing some noticing, pattern noticing here, which you're not allowed to do. Makes you evil if you notice it, because this is the banking system that actually runs things. And so I've moved on. I'm reading some other histories of the Rothschilds now, past the Morton biography. And what's interesting is the espionage world that we have. I'm not going to go too deep into espionage, but I just want to point out that people think of it as James Bond. They think of it like, you know, spy movies or whatever, but that's not reality. The reality is, and there is some of that, but the reality is, like Ian Fleming talked about in his work throughout his life creating the character, he was putting real stories in, real events in. And I actually think that if you pay a lot of attention to the details, say in the Ian Fleming stories, you can begin to realize, as he himself says in biographies, I'm talking about real people that I interacted with, the real Spectre. So who is the real Spectre? Who's the real international terror organization that supplanted the Soviet Cold War battle that he began the novels with Smersh, which was actual NKVD counterintelligence? What's the real Spectre? I'm going to argue that the real Spectre is the Rothschilds. I'm going to argue that it is the banking peri-boss system that they set up when Meyer sent his five sons all throughout Europe, as well as later on members making connections with banking houses in the U.S. August Belmont was one of the figures who was the front for the Rothschilds in coming to the United States. J.P. Morgan, many people argue, ends up being a kind of a Rothschilds front. And so they didn't just limit themselves to Europe. They actually, again, by the mid to late 1800s, had become the international banking house standard for the entire world, or for the Western world, or for the what was at that time the international standards market, the gold market, et cetera. They were really instrumental in all of that. They became the official gold brokers to the Bank of England. And that was, again, by the late 1800s that they'd achieved these really remarkable levels of dominance. But it's important to understand it wasn't just about banking and money. In fact, the Rothschilds many times over admitted that they had a vendetta against Christian civilization. They hated Christianity with a passion because, from their perspective, of course, they were committed to the Talmud. Meyer himself was a daily Talmudic reader. He would read the Talmud to the family. And, of course, for those that don't know, that's the rabbinic traditions that are codified in the 4th and 5th centuries post-Christianity and post-Christ. So some of those traditions may have an older lineage. Some of those traditions are completely made up. They're superstitions. They're anything from Kabbalistic types of, ideas of magic to, superstitions about the washings of pots, the kinds of stuff that Jesus calls out when he's talking to the Pharisees throughout the gospel, particularly Matthew 23, where he calls out a lot of their hypocrisy. So those oral traditions, some of which were real and some of those which were not, were beginning even in Jeremiah's time to supplant the biblical message that had already been given, the revealed, text of the Torah and what the prophets and the writings of, David's Psalms had already laid down. So you get this recurring tendency towards being tempted with the doctrines of the nations that we see throughout the Old Testament. And the Israelites would continually fall into that. That's what the majority of the Old Testament is, Israel falling into that, having a huge defeat and disaster, being called to repentance, and then coming back to God, and then falling away again. Particularly the books of the Kings are full of that. And you notice that what they fell into was a lot of these occult practices, a lot of the pagan practices of the nations around them, the Valley of Hinnom and Topheth, where they would sacrifice their firstborn, their young. So these kinds of practices have always been a temptation. And the argument, I think, that many, and even today, scholars that are themselves Jewish academics, you could read Peter Schaeffer, he has a book on Jesus and the Talmud. It discusses how they codified into the Talmudic debates and discussions in the Mishnah and in the various halakhic traditions of Jewish lore, as well as the Kabbalistic mystical tradition, a lot of these pagan ideas and occult practices. So there's a lot going on. In other words, you've got volumes and volumes and volumes of text that contain some elements of just Bible citations and then other elements of these sort of debates and traditions and speculations. And that's relevant because what's informing Meyer Rothschild as he's reading the Talmud every day, sort of reading it out loud to his family, because they would have these, you know, meals, and then they would read this out loud at the mealtime, is that it's really laying down a lot of principles that can be used. And we're going to set aside for just a moment the occult stuff. It's laying down principles also for how to maneuver and navigate in a society where you're the minority. So in other words, it's almost a kind of strategy of espionage. And I think that's also overlooked. There were some articles a few years ago talking about how the Chinese government was busy reading the Talmud. Now you think, why would the Chinese Communist Party, why would that government be interested in reading the Jewish Talmud? You can go find these articles. It was all in mainstream news. And it's because they were looking at techniques, practices, and principles about how to engage in banking subterfuge, business transactions, business deals, et cetera, in order to get the upper hand. And I think a lot of what's going on in these traditions and in these techniques, not everything, it's not all about spy stuff, but there is, even in the Old Testament, quite a few examples of espionage, assassinations, all these kinds of things. You have in the book of Judges, quite a bit of that. You have, you know, Joshua, Caleb, and the spies going into the Promised Land. So there's a lot of espionage. And even in the books of the Kings, you know, Chronicles, Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, you have quite a bit that has to do with courtly intrigue and espionage. So there's a lot that's there that I think people overlook or not aware of. A lot of people are biblically illiterate. And I know that the Talmud is not the same thing as the Bible, but it will contain, right? So you might have like a bunch of Talmudic tractates and they're commenting on one biblical verse. And then you have all these sort of rabbinical debates about what it means. So you can have both and, right? And I'm not arguing for Judeo-Christian civilization. I think those two things are fundamentally at odds. In fact, the Jews themselves over and over and over will actually say this, that there is no Judeo-Christian civilization because, as Netanyahu has said many times over, he does not intend to lose the war again with Rome. And for the Judaic interpretation of these texts, they interpret Rome as the West in general, as Roman Catholic civilization, as Orthodox Christianity as well, because that's, for their mindset, part of Rome, or Edom. All of those things are interpreted to mean anything that's not sort of promoting the Talmudic presuppositions and worldview. So that's what's informing the mindset of the Rothschilds when they begin their project of multi-generational taking over and subversion of the West. By the time of the Russo-Japanese War, in fact, I went to the Rothschilds archives, and this was on my Twitter. It got quite a bit of traction when I shared it. I went into the actual Rothschilds archives, and there's quite a bit that's there about the Russo-Japanese War. And the Rothschilds were actually the major funders of the Japanese government. They loaned something like 20, 21 million pounds to the Japanese government so that they could overthrow the Tsar. And the reason they wanted to do that was because they were unhappy with the contentions between Orthodox Christianity and Russia and, of course, the Russian Jews that had been there for so long. And you see this continual battle for particularly those areas, and a lot of, you know, what's happening even today in the Ukraine goes back to these ancient vendettas. It's almost like, you know, Dune, Khan Lee, the ancient art of vendetta that comes up in the novels so often. And you see that here with these sort of ancient vendettas, that the idea is that anyone that's opposed to anything or even mild criticism of what the Zionist state today is doing, which is not even necessarily identical to traditional rabbinic Judaism, which is why some rabbinic Jews disagree with Zionism. We find out that there's a large geopolitical subversion component to this as well. As we've noted for many years here in the Fourth Hour, and I remember I did interviews with a Syrian girl 10 years ago talking about the Oded Yanan plan, Greater Israel Project. I've been aware of that since 2005, 2006, 2007. So I've talked about that for a long time. And you have to be careful and nuanced here because it gets into a lot of history. But I'm pointing out that modern espionage actually comes out of Rothschild banking, and hardly anybody knows that or thinks about that. But when you read the biographies of the Rothschilds, they're very explicit about that. They're actually bragging about that. Interpol, a lot of these, you know, today's officialdom when it comes to law enforcement is early on very much private intelligence, private banking agents. And we're going to talk about Disraeli here in a moment, who was a Rothschild agent. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm Jay Dyer.
Fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but you know, didn't wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene Blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you know, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that, mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. Talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals, it is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
that. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Come on now, Bandit. We gotta get this truck on the road.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be
done? Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and run, oh man, run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind it breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. We'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Knowledge. So we're talking about the history of the Rothschild family again and their fundamental role, their essential role in the establishment of modern espionage and those networks that would essentially be the busy bees for the New World Order, those who are working for the good, not so much of the American people or the West or freedom or liberty, et cetera, but for the banking establishment, for the large banking houses that would over time begin to indebt the nation, put the nations into debt and make them essentially slaves to a massive global usury system. And this is what we see with the IMF, the World Bank. These are all Fabian socialist structures that were set up at the behest of the Milner, Fabian, Rothschild circles. So you see that the, if you talk about the Fabian socialists, we saw quite a bit of that in the news in the last few months with Keir Starmer and his stepping down, the rise of Fabian socialism in America, again, with people like Mamdani, who is essentially that type of ideology, where you have the combination of Islam and socialism and leftism as a tool of this supra elite, this Spectre style organization that we're talking about. And if you watch the James Bond Spectre, the one that was more recent with Daniel Craig, that whole film is actually about the Five Eyes. It's about international espionage networks working at the behest of this elite oligarchical superstructure. Who and where is this elite superstructure? If only we could identify who they are. Well, turns out we can. Turns out they've written all these books. They always go back to the same networks, the same elites. And that ties us back to what we call the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Chatham House rules that comes out of Chatham House in the UK and Pratt House in New York, which is its analog. It's the same groups that set these entities up. You get the roundtable groups that were birthed out of John Ruskin's ideas, birthed out of the ideas of Cecil Rhodes working as a front for the Rothschilds. In fact, it was the Rothschilds that gave Cecil Rhodes the money to begin his operations with the diamond mines and so forth. And so a lot of these entities, as you see from the classic, you know, Sean Connery era Bond movies, again, Ian Fleming is writing about these groups and these networks. And you never see in the old Bonds the face of number one, right? He's got the cat, he's clouded by some, you know, obstruction, or they just simply never show his face. He's in the shadows. And that's intended to signify shadow government. You never know or see the names of the individuals that rule over you. If you remember the famous Edward Bernays text, which we've covered on my channel for many years, we covered it 10 years ago, lecturing through the whole book. Edward Bernays' famous book, Propaganda, he was working at the behest of these same entities and groups. Bernays said at the very beginning of the book that Americans and those in the West, under the guise of, quote, democracy, they're actually controlled by people that they never even know their names. They don't know who is behind the wars. They don't know who's behind the revolutions and the coups in various governments. They have all of these phony patsies, as you see here in this scene that's very illustrative, right? Those are the front people, the Emilio Largo, the guy with the patch there, right? In that installment of Bond, he takes the heat and ends up fighting James Bond. But James Bond doesn't end up fighting number one of Spectre. He ends up fighting one of the minions, one of the heads of the Hydra of Spectre. And so when you see the global terror organizations out there in the world, we talk about a Bin Laden, right, or a al-Baghdadi, Al-Qaeda and ISIS and a Jolani, right? These are the minions, the heads of these terror organizations, and they can be dispensed with. In fact, when the Western operation of Timber Sycamore, which put $1 billion plus into the overthrow of Assad, that was admitted in the New York Times. We wrote about that 10 plus years ago. We didn't know the name of the project until it was declassified as Timber Sycamore. That was tons and tons and tons of U.S. taxpayer money put into overthrowing Assad. And eventually they succeeded with Israeli help via the CIA to install Jolani. And then we saw not too long ago, I think, wasn't Netanyahu calling for the removal of Jolani? So you see one of the heads there of the Hydra, one of the heads, one of the snakes can be immediately cut off when he's no longer useful. And again, Ian Fleming is really just telling you all of that in the movies. I'm not saying you can figure out everything in the world through movies. You can actually figure out quite a bit, though. But a lot of, because a lot of the movies are propaganda and they're exaggerated. But again, when you find this commonality, you know, from the time of Fleming's stories back in the 50s and 60s, all the way up into Spectre with Daniel Craig, it's the same model, right? Spectre is basically meeting in Rome. It's like a Club of Rome, Bilderberg style meeting. And you've got this shady guy sitting over in the shadows. And that scene is classic because they actually lay out all the criminal stats. It's like a business meeting, but that's for criminal operations. And so they're saying, you know, well, we've only trafficked 200,000 people in the Congo this year. Drug sales are illegal drug sales are down 3 billion. We're up with, you know, black market operations in this other place. So they're basically laying out a business report. And that's how organized crime actually works. It's a business. But as Alex pointed out, with our global elite, the organized crime is also under the superstructure of something like Spectre. So they can run front operations, they can run clean businesses, and also run dirty black ops businesses. And that's why even within these intelligence organizations, it's compartmentalized, and you can have groups that run the black ops, and then you can have the white hats, the good guys that don't know what the compartmentalized black ops operations are up to. And it's always been that way. We go back again to Meyer Rothschild. When he sent his sons out, he knew that some nations in Europe were more liberal and lean more liberal, but he knew that other nations lean more conservative. So he would send the conservative sons to the conservative countries and the more liberal sons to the liberal countries. And he pointed out that we don't have an ideology. We are interested in gaming the markets and then moving the money based on the long-term expectations of where the markets go. And I think that's instructive for us because so many people in the West are not trained to think in terms of long-term. We don't think about future generations and how do we win a long-term battle. We think about the here and the now. We think about some stupid news story that will be forgotten in 4 days. And we're not thinking about long term. And that's why it's really important to not just talk about news, but to actually have a worldview that you can pass on to your children, something that grounds your ethics and your motivations and your life beyond just news stories or just the immediate drama of the day. You need a worldview. That's why I promote Orthodox Christianity as a good, solid worldview that you can pass on that's showing a lot of strength in America. I've had numerous mainstream media outlets just recently asking to interview me to talk about this that's happening. Most of the time, I just ignore the mainstream media interviews. I don't even do it because it's not necessary. They're dying anyway. But it shows that the system has taken note of this. The New York Times even wrote a whole story about the rise of Orthodox Christianity and how all of these evil, toxically masculine young dudes are getting interested in this kind of stuff. Well, it's because they're searching for answers and they're looking for something beyond the nonsense that the system is offering. The system itself and what it's been putting out is beginning to collapse and eat itself. Yeah, there you said, I think that's the New York Times article from a little while back. And we've even seen high-level globalist publications begin to also note that this rise in young men converting to Orthodoxy and stuff like that. It's a Russian operation. Somehow Putin's behind that. Totally ignoring all the history that most of the Russian church, for example, in the West, most of those people are people that were expatriate. They're white Russian founded. They were fleeing the Bolsheviks. So if Putin is KGB, as the neocon media tells us, why would he be running all of the groups that fled Soviet and NKVD persecution? It doesn't make any sense. And if you get into the Matrokhin archives, we did a whole podcast on this. The Matrokhin archives actually vindicate the fact that when the Soviets were running their operations in the Russian church to control it, they really focused mainly on key high-level patriarchs and bishops. They weren't concerned with every single parish priest throughout the jurisdictions of the Russian Orthodox Church. They were mainly concerned with specific Eastern Bloc patriarchates and Eastern Bloc elite powers, not every priest everywhere. And so they focused on the Moscow Patriarchate for some decades, and they focused on, say, Bulgaria and the Patriarchate of Bulgaria for some decades. because at that time, the ecumenical patriarchate was already admittedly on the side of the CIA. In fact, there's declassified communications and admissions that the EP back in the 1950s and 60s was already subservient to and serving the CIA, the OSS, and then CIA. And that had to do with what was going on in Greece as well. You know, we've done interviews with John Kiriakou a couple times now, two long-form interviews. And, you know, Kiriakou was stationed in Greece for many years. And so he has a very good assessment of kind of what the CIA's role in Greece has been for a long time. And that helps to explain why the ecumenical patriarchate and the role, obviously, of Constantinople as a key geopolitical point, why Constantinople's EP, which is Greek, why it would be siding with the West. That's exactly why, for example, you have this schism in the Ukrainian church, because the EP is on the side of the State Department and the CIA, obviously. When they set up that CIA church, you had CIA bragging about it. The State Department bragged about it. Yeah, I would say go to my channel. You can check out that long two-hour interview on YouTube where we went really deep with Kiriakou. And I basically took every one of my conspiracy theories, so-called, and presented them to him and said, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I would say about 90% of what we talked about in his assessment, he agreed with it. So I'm not saying it's true because he agreed with it. That's not a fallacy of appeal to authority. It's just a witness, expert witness testimony. So to get back to the Rothschilds, though, when we look at this model of what they set up as a good strategy, it began with, in the late 1890s, this model of a secret society called the Society of the Elect, that they would essentially put Cecil Rhodes as one of their key front people, the heading up of this secret society. And his idea, their idea was, we'll have these apostles, they call them apostles. And this included people like, I think Cardinal Manning was one of the, because he was a English cardinal that they wanted as part of this. They recruited about 2,000 or 3,000 academics out of Oxford, Eton, and Cambridge. And the idea was that these were the outer realm called the helpers. These were the helpers of the inner apostles. And it was structured like a Jesuit model. I'm not saying the Jesuits ran this. I'm saying it was structured based on a Jesuit model. And this was Cecil Rhodes' own idea. He talks about this in his biography and in his last will and testament, that they would use a combination of Freemasonic models and structures and the Jesuit model of cells, a cell structure. So you have a superior general, but you have essentially, you report to a smaller type of head of your order. And so that decentralized, compartmentalized structure was more advantageous than having something totally top down. And the original idea was that this would be a reinvigorating of the British Empire. We would make the Anglo-Saxon British power the ultimate power once again. We would reclaim, this is what Cecil Rhodes and the Rothschilds were saying at that time, we'll reclaim the American colonies which had rebelled against us. We'll bring them back into the fold, and we'll establish what we might call, Lord Curtis said, a commonwealth of God, which we would be in a quasi-socialist world federation. And so we might even retitle it, not even the British Empire, because empire was beginning to get kind of a negative connotation. The idea was kind of a world democratic socialist federation headed up by Anglo-Saxon peoples in the UK. This project failed. It did not work. Britain started going bankrupt. They had World War One came about. And World War One, this entity thought would be successful because they would set up the League of Nations. The purpose of World War One was to have a League of Nations, which was, quote, explicitly a Fabian socialist model of world governance. That also failed. They did not succeed in getting America to be fully on board with the League of Nations, and so it didn't work. But they went back to the drawing board and began to strategize again with massive banking power and support. And they did, however, get the nation state of Israel established, or at least the Balfour Declaration, right around that time in 1917. So even though World War One didn't give all the objectives, they were able to establish some objectives. And if we go back to Moses Hess, again, the founder of modern utopian socialism, Moses Hess says in his book, Rome versus Jerusalem. Now notice this exact same title that Netanyahu talks about consistently, saying that he's fighting this multi-eight front war because they don't want to lose to Rome again. Now, remember, Rome is not just a city. It's not just the Roman Catholic Church. It's all of Western civilization and anything, quote, Christian, generally speaking. That's the battle that rabbinic Judaism sees itself engaged in. And they have to do this to bring about through things like Tikkun Olam, various practices that they believe in, will eventually bring the Moshiach, their Messiah, which we think would be Antichrist. So Revival of Israel tells you, and this was written back before there was such a thing as Zionism. This was written in 1862. And he says, I am already in contact with the Rothschild brothers. And the Rothschild brothers are very open to and hoping to support the idea of setting up a nation state of Israel. They are open to this and want to support it. 1860s, you see this was being planned. Now, the term Zionism doesn't exist yet, but it doesn't have to, because that's, I think they're looking at the Balfour Declaration there with Lord Jacob, and that's BB with Lord Jacob. They're looking at it. But the idea was to continue this model of governance that's a superstructure of specter. And it's not even through these phases in the 20s, 30s, 40s, it's still not totally Zionist. For example, when the Balfour Declaration was being proposed, many of the British elite were actually Arabophiles and were opposed to the establishment of a nation state of Israel or a Zionist state. Many of the Arabophiles like T.E. Lawrence, Gertrude Bell, a lot of the spies that they sent out, St. John Philby, at least verbally, they were opposed to a Zionist state. They fell in love with Arabic culture. And so there's always been this interesting divide between the British elite, between those who favor and like Islam. We've seen even King Charles was inducted into a Sufi order. He loves Shia Islam. So, I mean, they always have this affinity at times for that. And then other members of the British power structure and elite, like the Rothschilds, have tended obviously to be pretty much, I mean, there's a few outliers amongst the family, but pretty much pro-Zionist, 100%, all the way back to the 1860s. And, of course, it's Edmund the Rothschild that was the major supporter. Yeah, there's Charles with his – I'm trying to remember. I think he underwent something Shia. I mean, he's been given awards and swords from Sunni Muslims too. And in his mindset, like Charles' mindset, it's not a big deal because he's a perennialist, right? King Charles is an open supporter of the Sophia Perennis, perennial wisdom. And he believes that, I think, because that ties into the eco ideology. A lot of the perennialists think that ecology is a key element of, you know, saving the earth and creating, you know, some future high-tiered neo-feudal order. And many technocrats also agree with that. A lot of the, Nick Land style technocrats have this idea of creating a technocratic neo-feudal order. Anyway, but to go back to the point of the Zionists here is that the socialist quasi-atheist Zionist movement isn't antithetical to Fabian socialism. In fact, they're all kind of under the general heading, you could say, of socialism. And the Rothschilds have had a history of not always supporting Marxism, socialism, but also being open to supporting it when it's necessary. So you have to think about what Myers said a long time ago. Myers said his number one allegiance was to his own family. And then, of course, to Judaism second. So family and Judaism are a strength for, whether you agree with or disagree with it, it's a strength for long-term success and long-term operations. And that's exactly what he taught his sons to do. And that's why they were so successful, is that they had these allegiances and they were not tied to specific king squabbles or specific nation-state European squabbles. They were above that and looked beyond that. And so likewise for us, we are still in this country caught up in a GOP versus DNC mindset. We can't get past these squabbles because we exist in a fractured state of ideology, many, many generations removed from what is historic Christianity, for example. And so we have all these competing minutia sects and all this squabbling. And we don't have any unifying ideology that we can rally behind as our, fundamental starting point. But that's precisely why, of course, the Rothschilds understood the advantage of undermining and attacking Christian civilization, particularly theologically. So we think that theology doesn't matter. It's all football stuff and battles. That's not what they think. They think it's very important to control the churches, subvert the churches, utilize operatives and agents. As I mentioned earlier, I said this character, Disraeli. Disraeli was, of course, the first Jewish lead politician in Britain, and that was something that had never been seen before, because prior to that, Christian nations had certain laws about limitations of Jews and what they could and couldn't do in terms of public office. And it was the Rothschilds in England that succeeded in eventually getting these agents and these operatives in place so that the laws could be changed, so that they could have a public-private alliance between their banking power and the state, and not just a role where they're the guarantors of the Bank of England's gold, but specifically alliances with the state itself. In other words, to have Rothschilds as members of the British Parliament, not just the lower house, but also the upper house, which eventually succeeded when they convinced the Queen that a Rothschild could be in government. And how did they do that? Well, initially, the Queen said, Victoria said, no, not in my time. We're not going to have a Rothschild be one of these, you know, sitting members of lower house or upper house. And they said, what if Disraeli is able to get you the Suez Canal? And she says, if you can get me that, then yes, I'll allow it. And so they basically fronted the money to buy, to purchase Suez Canal from an Egyptian Shia, I forget his name. But there was a guy in Egypt who happened to be a Shia a ruler, and he at that time was low on money. And so they were able to front the money to get the Suez Canal. That is what Disraeli achieved in his operation, as again, as an explicit agent of the Rothschilds. But I want to note that with Disraeli, who was presented as a conservative in his earlier days, he had written for socialist publications. And this is what the present, the new book I'm reading about the Rothschilds and Disraeli, what they explain. And there was a book, I believe a Disraeli wrote a book called Koningsby. And much like Edwin Mandel House wrote a book where Philip Drew administrator, he's talking about being an operative for this secret cabal to Woodrow Wilson. Just like Colonel Edwin Mandel House is sort of a handler to Woodrow Wilson, you have the same situation with essentially Disraeli being handled by the Rothschilds, and he writes a novel telling the story. It's called Koningsby. I've not read the novel yet. I'm just saying that this is what's described in the history of Disraeli as he essentially achieves this ascendancy through getting the Suez Canal for the British government. And that you see is very, that's why, for example, these ports and these straits like Hormuz are very important for controlling of resources. And I want to remind you that what did our friend Jeff Stein McEffrey, Jeffrey Epstein, what did he say in his emails that were eventually published? I work for the Rothschilds. I am the front, the legate, the attaché for the Rothschilds. It was also the steering committee, trilateral commission, legate of David Rockefeller. So what better proofs of a conspiracy than that? This is the Alex Jones Show, and your guest host, Jay Dyer.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.